Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Let's go on with this thing started. I'm going to get Ernie on here for just a quick minute. And the prayer warriors, I already now wake up and slide over here when they're supposed to. Don't see me on one of them yet, but they'll slide in there once they wake up and realize it's time to hit that old one. But prayer warriors, wake up. Thank you, Tim House. Thank you, Brother D. My time.
Come, Car, can I help you?
Yeah, Ernie, we got a little quick sharp one today for you, Ernie. Towing a trailer, should you use cruise control or not, and why? Right quick, if you can answer that right quick for me.
If everything's set up right, the trailer's tracking right, using cruise control is no problem. Normally, it'll kick down when it should and keep the speed. If you're in a hard tow, I would not recommend it. I don't do it, but a lot of people say they tow like up the Pennsylvania Turnpike. They'll leave it on cruise control. I put mine in tow and let it go. Back to you,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, Ernie. That's all I had. Just a little quick one for you today. If we need to get into that a little bit more in depth, we will next week on Ernie's TikTok.
We'll do it next Monday at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So, guys, if you got a problem, give me a call. Contact our nitrous oxide systems, 1-800-648-7687, 1-800-NITROUS. Dog, turn it back over to you. Y'all have a good one. Guys, love you. Mean it. Later.
All right. Take care, big man. Love you too, man. All right. All right, big man. Let's go. So can we get the prayer warriors over here, because man, we've been messing up here lately, y'all.
We come along today as children before a kind parents, because we know we're your children and you're our father. Since we've done wrong in our life, we come today begging you, please forgive me, Lord.
Trying to wrap it up and get out this tractor. But the song says, sisters and brothers, please forgive me, T, for the wrong I've done.
Yes.
You know, ain't it good?
Come on, man.
Ain't it good to be able
to
go to your daddy and say, hey, Father, will you please forgive me? I know I've done wrong in my life. I know I've done wrong in my life. Will you please forgive me?
All right now. All right.
For the wrong I've done.
Yeah.
And then I like it. After he said that, he said, Lord, help me to overcome.
Huh.
You know, we have some demons in our lives that we just can't overcome.
All right now.
You know, sometimes sin just takes over. I have a young lady on my block. And I've been over here a long time. She have a tendency to think that the park directly in front of her house belongs to her. Sometimes she'll come out and blow a horn and want you to move your car. There's no handicap signs there. I try to explain to her, if you don't have a driveway, there's no handicap sign. As a kind gesture, We try to leave the space in front of your house for you. But if there's nowhere else to park, ma'am, they're going to park there. But she thinks she owns it. And then she gets nasty about the situation. You know? So I'm trying to tell my brother and sister, ain't it good to be able to have someone that you can go to? God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He has a way of fixing your situation, don't he?
Yes, he will.
He has a way of speaking for you. I know he do because he said his word. He said, if you just hold your peace, he said, I'll speak for you. Tell
right,
Moses, he said, Moses, he said, just go. Moses said, my tongue is a little tired. I don't speak well. He said, look here, open your mouth, didn't he? And
I'll
speak for you. See, God has a way of fixing things. God has a way of fixing situations. Sometimes he fixes them before they even become.
All right,
I like
man.
That about my God, because he have a tendency to not even allow me to go through some things that I saw a problem arising, but God saw a way to fix that thing before I got there.
All right, man.
You know,
yes,
I look at our lives in this racing game, and I done bit my tongue and bit my tongue and bit my tongue, but the Lord just keep coming to me with it. So, you know, sometimes you have to just, and not even though sometimes, is that all the time, you need to do what the Lord tell you to do.
Amen. That's the truth.
You know, we have a tendency in this game of racing that we love so well.
Mm-hmm.
We will give it our all. We do everything we can to make the car look good, run fast, and talk plenty of trash.
All right,
but we
come on, man.
Give God a day. I like the way this thing is shaping up because he give us enough hours, and we broke them down in 24-hour days, and he gave that times seven. So that means we got seven, but we won't give God one day.
All right, man. All right,
we can get a little worse than that. We can get a little better than that. We won't give God a few hours out the week.
All right, man.
We can get a little worse. We can get a little worse. I promise you can, because a lot of us won't give God 10 minutes out the day.
Jesus.
Now, bro, D, why is you hitting those? Like, well, see, it's home sometimes. You know, we have a service called God's Plan. And I can count the ones that I done heard come on in the morning before the mumble jumble even get started. You won't give God the time. And he woke you this morning.
Praise him.
You're breathing his air every day.
Yes, yes.
But you won't tell him thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You
come
won't
on
tell
now.
God thank you for allowing me to live in my big, fine home that I have. I love it so much. You won't tell him thank you.
All right,
man. You won't tell God thank you for allowing me to ride around in the car of my choice, but you won't tell him thank you.
All right, man.
You won't tell God thank you for how he has supplied.
All right.
Way to be able to do everything you want to do. But you won't tell God. Say, I just don't understand how you won't tell God thank you.
All right.
The Bible has instructed man that the earth is what, T?
The Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell within.
there he is.
Yes, yes.
Well, there he is, which means I belong to him.
Yes, yes.
You belong to him.
Yes.
But you won't tell him thank you for allowing me to belong.
Yes.
You can tell God for being.
Yes.
No, just tell him thank you.
Thank
if you, ain't got, you can't think of nothing in the world that he's done for you, just tell him thank you anyhow.
Thank you, Jesus.
You should do that sometime. You should make
it your business
to go down on your knees and tell God. You should make it your business during the course of the day to pick out you a minute or two out of there and say, Lord, I don't want anything from you. I'm not coming to ask for nothing. I just want to tell you thank you for being God because
you're
so good to me.
Yeah.
You kept me when I couldn't keep myself.
You done
things for me that I just didn't see no way out. I saw myself walking. Wait a minute. Made me remind me of the Hebrew boys.
Come on.
They didn't see no way out, but they said if he don't do, just
I know he can't.
Glad to know that he can.
Jesus.
I'm going to tell God thank you for just knowing that he can do if he
yes.
don't.
Yes.
And you should know that if he don't do, he saw what you didn't see.
Amen.
He sees this eye, he looks low. He saw it. See, he saw it before.
Yes.
When he didn't allow you to go through, it's because he already saw the outcome.
Yes, yes.
God is just that good to us, sister and brother.
Yes, he is.
He loves us. I tell you guys all the time, he loves us so much. Till the Bible says he sent his only begotten son.
Yes.
And then he told man something. He's looking at, he said, whosoever believeth in him
shall not perish, but
have everlasting life.
Yes.
You know, that should just put chill bumps on you and just make you want to jump for joy. Just knowing that you can have everlasting
life. Come on now.
Ain't it good to you?
Yes.
To just
yes,
know that you just got one thing to
Thank
do.
You. Thank you.
I like Brad. This is what my brother said here. He said, if you just do a 180.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that, Brad. Brad said, if you just do a 180.
All right, now.
He'll do the rest.
Yeah.
I know he will, sister, brother, because he said he'll wash you whiter than snow.
Yes.
What the Lord said? He said he'll wash.
All right, man.
No.
All right, man.
And for those of you, brother, even again, I'm going to tell you this. Brother Tim, I hope you're ready, brother. I hope you're ready. Come on in here. I'm going to tell you this. I'm gone. For those of you that think God won't hear you,
mm-hmm.
for those of you that think God don't care anything about you, brother and sister, when you get on your sick bed
mm-hmm.
and you come back to recover, just know that God did it.
All right, now.
When you find yourself down and you don't see your way, just him right there. And he says, you have not.
Because
you ask not.
Yeah.
Ask God. I'm trying to get you to see something, but if you ask him for deliverance, what would he
All
do?
All right.
What would he do?
He'll deliver you.
He'll do it.
Yes,
he'll do
will.
It. If you
Yes.
And then the Bible has told man, the Lord said, look, he said, a little fun is good for the soul. He said, a little laughter is good for it. So he don't want to take all your fun away from it. He just wants you to serve him.
That's right.
And that's all he wants you to do, sister and brother. He just wants you to serve him. He hung, bled, and died just for you and I. A lot of times, bro, these love him so much, I get selfish, and I call him my God.
All right.
You know what, you can be selfish, too.
Yes, that's right.
Ain't it good to know that Brother Dog can be selfish, too? He can call him his God. And God is so just. God is so merciful.
He sees.
He gave us the knowledge to break the thing down, and we came over to total of 50 things. And look, he see all 50 at one time. Now, I can talk to my brother dog with the phone, but I can't see him right now. But God can see him right now.
All right, now. All right.
He see it before.
Yes.
I'm so glad that he
sat
down on me one day.
Yes.
I tell you, someone would have said, where would I be if he didn't love me?
All right.
In a world of sin.
Yes.
If God didn't love me.
Oh, yeah.
If God didn't love me.
Come on now.
If God didn't love me.
Yeah.
If he didn't love me. Woo! If he didn't love me.
All right now.
What would I be, T? If he didn't love me.
Bro Tim,
Brother Dina helped y'all along with them. I hope and pray that in all of my babbling and hollering here that I said something that would touch man's heart. Male, woman, boy, girl.
Come on.
In scripture, certain passages of scripture, he's talking to man. Certain passages of scripture, he's talking to woman. Certain passages of scripture, he's even talking to the child. But when we're speaking at this time right now, we're speaking to male and female. But, you know, we pray that we can say something today that will touch your heart and make you want to get to know this man for yourself. At this time, brother, he's going to get out the way. We're going to give Brother Tim the mic, and we know it's going to be good. We already know it's going to be good. It's the Lord's word.
Yes.
It's the Lord's word. Yes, voice, yeah, we have you, Brother Tim. Come on, Brother Tim. In the name of Jesus.
All right. Thank you, Brother D. Sister Marion, do you want to open us up, please? Yes.
Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blood, Jesus, that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus, blessing and allowing him to die so that we may live. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning, blessing us to see a brand new day, a day we've never seen before, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. Father God, we just thank you for being so good to us. Father God, and we just ask you to bless everybody. Bless the sick, the needy, the young, the old. Father God, we ask you to bless your people all over the world, dear God. Father God, bless the United States of America and all your other nations, dear God. Bless in the White House. Bless the president, the vice president, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless your preachers all over the world. Father God, for we know we cannot make it without you. Father God, just bless us, Father God, to always be covered in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this service that is about to we're about to partake in today, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless the speaker on the day, Father God. Father God, we ask you to anoint him to preach the word, Father God. Father God, anoint him. Father God, bless him that he'll be out of self and just do whatever you have him to do. Father God, and we thank you. Bless the hearers, dear God. Open their ears, open their heart to hear the word, to take it in. Father God, and let them know that this is their daily guide, is the word of God. Father God, and we thank you for each and every one that's listening on today. And we ask you to bless the bereaved family, dear God. Strengthen them, Father God, to make it through, dear God. Father God, we know you are able. Father God, and we ask you to just bless us, open up our hearts, open up our ears and our minds, that we'll receive the anointed word that is going to come from the anointed man of God. Father God, we thank you. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Amen. And I just wanted to say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just ask you to consecrate my heart. I ask that you anoint me so that I don't adulterate your word in any form or fashion, that your people, their hearts will be receptive. And I just say thank you right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Familiar passage, Sister Marion. Ezekiel 37. And I hope that I can do it some justice.
Love it.
But I may be a little harsh sometime, but, you know, I just pray God to do what he does, and he does it always real good, and I take no credit for it. Ezekiel 37.
And I'm
reading from the NIV for clarity. So anyway, I'm just going to start off, and I'm just going to say this portion of passage here is basically giving us an example, and it's just like the parables are literally. It has an earthly meaning. It is a story with an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. This is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, so that we can see clearly. I didn't say the last part. I'll say that later. It's so that we can see clearly, all of us, and see this stuff right here. When Joshua was at his old age and he got ready to depart, tell you guys one more time. And I ask you a question, because I've given you a reminder. God is the one that brought you out of all your troubles and out of captivity, and he gave you all the land that you live. You didn't earn it. You didn't buy it. You didn't do anything. I gave it to you, all the people that were against you. Everywhere your foot trod, I'm going to give it to you. You don't have to fear no man. And look what God did for you. Look what God did for you. So let me ask you a question. I'm only going to ask it to you one time. Who are you going to serve? And that's when Joshua told him. Ezekiel is right here now giving us an example of what God showed him. And he said, my people. And they, we know that over in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it tells us about God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their sins and seek my face, then will I heal, forgive their sin and heal the land. So the problem is, God claims us as his people, but do we claim him as our God? A lot of times we get a little bit beside ourselves. We get so comfortable that we drift away. Sometimes there's a song that comes out, and it says, there's a storm out over the ocean, and if you're not careful, you'll drift away. It says, your soul must be anchored
now.
And that's what the song writer said. So he must have known something, Sister Mary. If you know, you get in there, and you have to make a decision. Each and every one of us, we come on this phone every day and we hear the word of God. Are we willing to change our ways? Now watch what Ezekiel said. And now you got to remember, this is an example now, and then we're gonna get into it a little deeper. But it says, starting at verse 1, the hand of the Lord was upon me. And he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley full, and it was full of bones. And he led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, talking about God, because it's in capital. He said, and he asked me, son of man, can these bones live? Now watch this. We ain't heard this before, but Ezekiel was very careful how he answered him. He said, oh, sovereign Lord, you alone know. Only you know. He knew that God
only
knew.
You know.
So anything and everything, only God knows. Okay, we don't know tomorrow. We don't know the next time. We don't know your name. You don't know where you're at. You don't know nothing, but God knows. And he said to me, prophesy to these bones. Now, just imagine all these dead, all these broken bones, human being bones out there laying in a valley like a war had went on. And you see all these bones laying there, and God comes and asks you, can these bones live? Lord, only you know.
All right, man.
Peter said some things like that. Okay, then he said, then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord said to these bones. I will breathe in, breath in, and enter you, and you will come to life. We heard that before in Genesis, but we're going to keep on. It says, I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. You will, and I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise of rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked in there, and the tendons and the flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them. But they were there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Breath prophesy, son of man, and said, and say to it, excuse me, that is, this is what the sovereign Lord said, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, and they may live. So I prophesied, as he commanded me, and breathe, and the breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, and as a vast army. So that's where I wanted to go, and then I'm going to go one more. And then he said, to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. That's an important part there. Our hope is gone. We are cut off.
All right,
therefore,
come on,
prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord said. Oh, my people, I have gone and opened your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And he said, then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I am the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declare the Lord. I just want to tell my brothers and sisters that's powerful when you think about, see, we got to look at it then, and we're going to look at it today and what goes on in our lives today. He said, the hand of the Lord was upon me. You know what that means? That spirit of the Lord was in him. It was on him. God had chosen him, selected him out of all the people. He was the spokesman for God. He was God anointed and did exactly what God had asked him to do. Anytime you see the hand of the Lord or the spirit was upon me, that is the anointing, like it was on Ezekiel, like the same thing that was on Jeremiah, Ezekiel, it was on David, it was on Job, it was on Abraham, all these forefathers that we had, all these God's people, these servants of the Lord is what I really want to say. They were anointed to do what? To serve, to do the duties that the Lord had chosen them for. And he told Ezekiel, this is what you need to do. You need to go give these people, let me go back, these bones hope. You need to, what do you mean, the bones of hope?
All right.
Can these bones, can they live again? God asked him. He said, only you know, God.
Well,
so God told him what to do. You know what God is trying to tell us? When we see that the hand of the Lord is upon us, the men, the women of God are speaking to you from God. Don't you know that we mess up too, Sister Mary? Sometimes we fall short.
All right.
Sometimes we're not perfect. Yeah. But God uses us because we're willing to do what he asks us. We have accepted him. And so what we got to do is we got to remember, if you say, I don't understand how he can do that. I don't understand why she can resist going down to the clubhouse. I can see why he resists. He must not be a real man because he ain't trying to go hang out with three and four different women. Ain't that something? Kids ain't stealing and shooting people because the spirit of the Lord is upon them. And if you are a leader, you must be a leader in your home first. You are responsible, responsible, man, because see what I said? I said it in the order that God wants it to be. I said you are the leader. You are the priest. You are the husband. You are the father, provider of your family. Now, whether you got it together or not, I don't know. And I'm not here to judge you, but I know what the leadership role entails. It entails you being able to pray for your family. It's supposed to be a leader. When nobody
else will go to church, you should come on now.
When nobody else will pray, you need to pray.
Instead of taking your kids
and dropping them off at Sunday school, you go to Sunday school with them. Instead of you going to church and choir rehearsal, you go sing with them. You know, you show them an example how a real man's supposed to be. And you need to get in there. Yes, there are times when the man is not there. Yes, there's a time when the father might have died or something have happened or left, that somebody has to step into the plate and do what they need to do. And that's God's women, and they need to be able to pray and do what they need to do. So what I'm saying, no one is exempt.
That's right.
So the hand of the Lord was upon me, he said, and he brought me to and the spirit was all over him. And he said, and he took me to the middle of a valley, and he saw these dry bones.
Mm-hmm.
Those bones were interpreted as a symbol of Israel. Them same bones can be a symbol of us here in the United States. So I said it that way so we
cover all the states that are there.
And, you know, so what I'm saying is that they had no hope. See, when you look at them bones, we see them as already dead. You want to talk about looking at these shows called The Walking Dead? Guess what? Without God's spirit in you, you are a walking zombie. You're dead. You don't exist.
Now, that's the truth.
What I'm trying to tell you, Brother D always say, God doesn't hear the prayer of a sinner. So what I'm trying to tell you, my brother and sister, the way to get it together is to go to God. And I'm going to tell you something in just a second. It got to deal with Romans 10 and 9 and 10. It got something to do with that. But I just wanted to tell you that it's real hard for you to see that, guess what, in our lives right here today, don't you know that we're walking dead men? We're walking dead men.
Come on,
some people say, well, I just can't seem to let the drugs go. Then you need God. Well, I seem to just can't stop fighting all the time. Then you need God. Well, you know, every time I turn around, I'm in jail. I'm locked up. Then you need God. Because
all
you
right,
don't
now.
Have no
all
power.
Right.
See, one thing about this, when the anointing come upon you, Sister Mary, you know that you get a supernatural power that you can't seem to understand.
That's right.
Man, did you know what you just preached? Do you know what you just spoke? Do you know what you just teach?
Come on now.
Sometimes I don't, because God just puts me in the zone, and I'm ready to go, and I just do
That's
what he
right.
tells me. I'm just a mouthpiece. So what
That's
I'm trying
right.
to tell you, my brother and sister, yeah, tomorrow, I may go 5 minutes later, and don't know you know what is going on, but you got to realize: are you dry bones or are you a very dry bone? Because guess what, all of us are walking zombies if you don't have God. So what I'm trying to tell you,
right,
he
man.
Wants to know: are you? Can these bones live? Are you willing to see allow God to what they call them? They call it the recycling bin. God takes us out of that sin that we're in, and then he recycles us and turns us and gives us a new life. You know what he's going to say, Sister Mary? These bones are just dead. They just, and even when the flesh come upon them, even when the tendons and all that come together, they still dead. They walk around here just flesh. That's all they are, a hunk of meat.
Amen.
But until God breathes the life into you, then you become alive. Then you become a man and a living soul that's going to live forever.
Come
See,
on,
right
man.
Now,
come on.
You're dead. You're headed toward hell, and we don't take it seriously. But watch this. When the virus
all
came
right.
in, and people were dropping dead left and right all over this country, people
that's
put
right.
on their mask.
That's
people
right.
were running for shelter. People were taking all the toilet paper out the darn store. Everybody was getting all the meat and everything you could. They were running for help then. Okay, when 9-1-1 hit, people were running around terrified, didn't know what to do, running
That's
into
right.
the church.
That's right.
When 2000
right.
came in, 1999, when it went 2000, people were taking all their money out of the bank. They thought the banks were going to collapse and everything. But see, we need this kind of stuff to make us react. God has been so good to you. He's breathed the breath of life
Come
into
on
you.
Now.
Don't you know he allowed the sunshine on you one time? Don't you know that he allowed you to see another good day? Don't you know that there's people in the hospital right now who are suffering and wish they had good health and strength and a sound mind? They don't even know the end of the world.
Come
people got to pray for them. The doctors got them in a chemically induced coma because their body is in so
Come
much trauma. Don't you know that God has blessed you with a home and a roof over your head? Don't you know it's 30 degrees outside and people are living outside in boxes and in the snow and the rain? Don't you know that you have been blessed? But God has got, how much more he need to show you? How much more he got to tell
yes.
you?
Yes. Come on now.
There are ministries all over the television, all over the radio, all over blog talk, everything you look, God's word is being poured out. My brothers and sisters, you better wake up and see the church.
Yes.
Don't you see people say, you know, at one time they said that was wrong, but now they say it's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on, man. Everything you look around, people are killing the democracy and things like that. People are lying to each other. People just want to be in power. They don't care what it is. They don't care about you. They don't care about the elderly. They don't care about you and worked all your life, and now you can't even get your Social Security. They are willing to take them from
it's
you.
True.
What I'm trying to say
is,
can these dry bones live again? Can you turn around and do what God asked you to do? Be the people that God called you to be. And you know what we're supposed to be? We're supposed to be. From the very beginning, when we accept God, we're supposed to serve him. We're supposed to praise him.
That's
we're
right.
supposed to lift him up and
That's
magnify
right.
his name. Don't you know this is what we're supposed to do? And Jesus came down through 42 generations to save us. He realized that we couldn't do it on our own. He knew that these dry bones couldn't live again. So he said, the only way they're going to ever live, only way they're going to clean it up, I got to go down there and make a way for them. So he came down through them 42 generations and laid down his life. I want you to hear me today. He laid his life down. No man took his life. They didn't nail him to the cross.
He allowed them to nail him to the cross.
They didn't pierce him in the side. He allowed them to pierce him in the side. They placed a
crown of 72
thorns upon his head. You think that he would have to worry and cry? He could have called one angel down from heaven and destroyed this whole earth, but he decided to stay on the cross for me and for you so that these dry bones can live again. Don't you know that our God is a good God? He's a loving God. He said that, oh, sovereign Lord, you know, Lord, alone. Don't nobody else know, because guess what? We don't know what tomorrow brings. But I know one thing, that he can breathe the breath of life into you. Right now, we're walking around zombies. We think we're happy and we're getting along with it because we're stealing. Sometimes we get up there and we think that we're cheating on each other. The husband on the wife and the wife on the husband. The kids are doing all kind of crazy stuff. You're over here getting high and stealing and doing all kind of stuff. You're losing your home. You lose, and you still want to go to the casino. You don't want to stop. You want to do what you want to do. That's why you are walking zombie until you get to the rock bottom. And even then, I can't even believe I had a man that I know. I knew him. Sister Mary, the man had AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up there, and he was still protesting that he was doing the right thing. I said, man, you in hospice. You're going to die. Mm-hmm. Do you understand that you need to get it right with God? I couldn't believe that.
But these
people, it don't make no difference. If you on your deathbed, they still going to do what they want to do, and they're going to die and go to hell. Who are you to judge them? I ain't judging. The Bible says it. I don't have to tell you nothing wrong. I'm just telling you the truth. So he just said that you need to prophesy to these bones. These dry bones, can they live again? And only you know, God.
Yeah.
So he told them, you need to prophesy to the breath. You need to prophesy, and it entered them, and it made them alive again. So what we got to realize is that you said that these prophecies that we do, we're prophesying, we're speaking God's word just like he was commanding, and life came into them. Only God can give you life. Do you know that when you go to the hospital and you're deathly sick, you said to the doctor and the nurses, can you help me? That's all they said. Can you help me? Not can you save me, because only one can save, and that's God, and him alone.
Right,
and there's
right.
power, there's healing, there's authority in Jesus' name. So what I'm trying to tell my brother and sister, you need to get it together, because if you don't get it together, called you by his name. He said, my people. So what you got to do, man, in order for us to do what we're supposed to, we got a problem over here.
Yeah.
This country going upside down. People don't want you doing this. You got voting rights. They're taking it away. They're giving it back. They want all kind of things going. They don't want to take care of the country. Don't want to pay the tax. They don't know
all
what
right,
they
man.
Want to do. So if the problem is they don't have God in their life. When you got God in your life, Bible says that you're like a wave, like a sea. The way tossed back and forth. You teeter-tottering back and forth. You're wishy-washy. You don't know what you want to do. You think what's right and it's really wrong.
Man.
And people convince you and they want to talk and act. You don't know who you're talking to. But see, if you are
my people,
then you're going to know my voice. No stranger will you follow
because you know my voice.
See, what I'm going to tell you is that you got to have God's spirit down there. Then you'll know what's right from wrong. Then you'll know you got a responsibility to teach your children. I didn't say put it on the woman.
Yeah,
I said it's your responsibility to teach your children the Bible. It's your responsibility to guide and to lead them. That's why God gave you many hats. That's why we know that Jesus is the what? He was man, the God-man, but guess what he did? He taught, he preached, he saved, he healed. He did all those things, many, many hats that he wore.
Yes, he
well, that's
did.
Because he's God.
Yes, he did.
No, because, no, God said, these things that I've done, you'll do even greater things. You will do more. But see, what you got to realize is that You are them dry bones. Timothy is them dry bones. We got
all
to
right,
realize
man.
That
all
he
right.
called us. We got to realize that he wants to save. He, that's the only way you're going to get in there and get breath
get it,
blown
get
back
get
at you. Because he wants to recycle you. He's giving you the gift of reconciliation and all these things that he's done. You got to have the Spirit of God in you because you will say, I asked a kid one day, my children, I said, why did you do that?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Brother D, you have to ask Brother Tim, why did you do that?
Oh, Brother
D, I don't know. I know why you don't know, because you got to have the Spirit of God in you. You got to let God lead you. You got to know what his word
mm-hmm.
said. And when you know what his word said,
all right,
then
man.
You don't have to worry about which way you're going. You just follow him. See, that's the difference. God didn't send you out there by yourself. He said, follow me. As long as I follow Christ, you follow me.
Christ.
Old Paul was pretty rough in
that. All right,
and I just
all
want
right.
to tell my brother and sister, you need to have the Spirit of God in you. You need to be saved. You need to have the Spirit of God in you. You know why? Because they took the prayer out of school. That's why we got so many hellions up in there. They your marriage ain't no good because you didn't put God first. You don't care nothing about how good looking
Amen.
She is.
Amen.
I don't care how much money
Amen.
He got. You
Amen.
Need to have God in your life.
Yeah.
You need to have God yeah. in your marriage. If you don't have him first, you headed to disaster. That's why it's so easy
Amen.
To say, oh, we had unreconcilable difference. I need to sign that paper. Here's $100 and we're divorced. Come on, Brother D. I don't want to. You know why the church
yeah.
is all screwed up and got so much arrogance and foolishness in it is because, guess what? The Spirit of God don't dwell in all that kind of foolishness. Not in that kind of house. Brother D, you got to know that the reason why your job is all screwed up, everybody
nope.
trying to get money. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
It ain't about you. It ain't about your family.
Come
you
on,
got bills. They
get
fire
it,
you. Now all of a sudden they begging mm-hmm. and pleading you to come to work. They want to give you to at
get
one
it.
Time. We ain't giving no $15. You can go in there and tell them right now. They got a sign up that says $15 an hour. You can say, I work for 20. They said, you're hired. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm trying
right.
to say, Brother D. Our government is so full of hellions in there. They want to have power. They want to have greed. They want to lie to
that's
us
right.
all the time.
That's right.
And think we that stupid that we don't believe. But God gives us intellect. He gives us discernment. We know who's full of foolishness, but we just go along to get along, Brother D, Brother Sister Mary. So what
come
I'm
on.
Trying to tell you,
come
God
on.
Is the only true power that we got to have. God is the one that's telling you that you are dry bone. He's trying to let some of us not just dry bone, but we very dry. You know, we ain't seen God and talked to
I'm
God
very
in
dry.
Years and years.
Come on,
you
man.
You know so many people. But Sister Mary, do you know there's so many people listening today that used to go to Sunday school? They used to go to church. But when we got
uh-huh.
older, we got big and bad enough that we don't need God. But let something happen to you.
All right,
you got
all right.
a marriage problem. Mm. Let death come in your life.
Jesus.
Let the fire come in your life. Let this, your kids acting a fool. Your wife left you. Your husband got a, you lost your job. But then guess what you're going to do? Can
Jesus.
You pray for me? Can you get God in my life?
Damn.
No, you got to get God. Don't mind hearing me. But he wants
yes.
to hear from you, too. He wants you to ask for forgiveness.
That's right.
Come on back. He's a forgiving God. That's what he wants you to do. Are you a
yes,
dry bone,
is.
Sister
yes,
Mary? Are you a very dry
yes,
bone?
Yes,
that's
yes.
what I want to know. Which way are you going to go? God
yes.
is a healing God. And we know that it's his,
yes.
His grace and his mercy that even spares us who's confess Christ in
Ooh.
Our lives. So
come
what I'm just
now.
Trying to tell you, Sister Mary, we got to allow God to come in and spare
yes.
our lives.
Yes.
We got
yes.
all
yes.
eternity to live.
Yes.
Come on,
yes.
buddy. That's what I want to just tell her. Are you a very dry bone? If you do, there's an antidote for that foolishness. It's an antidote for the skin and the tendon that is connected to the bone.
Come on,
God
now.
Got to breathe into your life. He's got to smile upon
that's
you.
Right.
He's got to touch
come
your
on.
Body with the fingertip of love. He's got to send my brothers and sisters over there to give you good talking to let you know that God sent the message to me. I don't know why I came over here. David, you the man. You the one. I don't know who this man is that, who he took the one little ewe lamb. Who this man need to be put to death. Who is he? You the one, David. So I'm trying to tell you, you the one, Brother Tim. You the one, Brother D, Brother Sister Mary. You the one.
Yes,
and we got to start
yes,
at the top.
All right,
D.
now.
We're going to
yes.
work on down to the
yes,
people
yes.
because now they want to say,
uh-huh.
you a hypocrite. But I know you told me one day, Brother D, a story. You said that if the crackhead said, don't smoke crack, man, how you going to tell me not to smoke? Do you see me? You want to be like me?
You look at me.
So I can come to you and tell you, sir, man, I can come and say, you are not, your behavior is unlike a Christian. Your behavior, and that's all it is. There ain't nobody above nobody. There's only one that's above.
Look at me.
There's only one perfect one, buddy.
Yes.
That's the one that smiles down.
Yes,
in heaven.
Yes,
the one
yes.
That, you dry bones, can you live again? And the word answer is yes, if God breathes the breath of life in you. If you're willing to be saved,
yes. That's
what I had to say today,
yes.
Larry. I'm done, Brother D. I'm done. Are you a dry bone?
Amen.
Are you willing? Are you very dry?
Yes.
If you are, there's an antidote. You need to go to Romans 10 and 9 and 10 and ask God to save you and from this foolish, save you even from yourself. Sometimes we get so caught up in our own self, we forget we the one to punish ourselves.
Save from sin.
All
Amen.
These things that we bear because we don't Amen. Take it to God in prayer. Some of the songwriters knew what to say, Sister Mary. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Brother D. Come
That's
on,
right.
Sister Mary. I got to get out the way. I got to get out the way. Come on,
Lord
Brother D. Come
Peter
on,
Sister God.
Lord,
wow. Wow, praise God, praise God, praise God, Brother Tim. I tell you, that's an awesome message. Praise God. Dry bones, talking about the dry bones. And when you look, Brother Tim, at this people in the world, the people around you, they don't even realize they are dry bones. I heard you say, like, people now not saved, don't want no God, and they're walking around like zombies.
Yes.
You know, without the Holy Ghost, you walked around like the living dead. But then I heard you ask the question, are you a dry bone?
Yes.
And that's a blessing, and that's something to think about. That's something to think about. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Glory be to God. Because if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are a dry bone. Then you ask the question, are you willing to live?
Yes.
Because we think we live in every day, Brother D, Brother Tim, because we drive this fine car. We live in a big house. Glory be to God. But my question is, while you driving that fine car and living in that big house, do you have Jesus? But you know, and God let you know how much He loved you in the midst of you being a dry bone. See, He took the man of God that was anointed, glory be to God. See, back then, see, the Holy Ghost wasn't here, but God had His chosen one that He had the Holy Ghost on them. He took that man of God, glory be to God, and He set him in the midst of the valley of dry bones.
Yes, He did.
Glory
yes,
be to God.
Yes,
see, now God knew, hallelujah, that Ezekiel was a true man of God. God knew that Ezekiel was a bold man of God. Because see, when you're talking to people, you got to be bold. See, a lot of times, Brother Tim, we say things and we'll say, well, I don't want to say this to Brother D because I don't want to hurt his feelings.
In the name of Jesus.
But see, my question is, did God tell you to go tell Brother D this?
Yes.
See, now if God told you to go tell Brother D about this, then you don't worry about hurting his feelings because God already got it. God already got it. But see, God sent us to tell people that they don't seem to realize. You know what I'm saying? They don't realize that their eyes need to be open.
Yes,
their
right.
Their ears need to be unstopped. Glory be to God. Their heart need to be more flesh so they can hear the word of God. See, you can't be saved if you don't hear the word of God. If you don't never hear the word, you will remain a dry bone. But see, God loved him so much, he let our brother Ezekiel know. He said, I will cause breath to come into the life.
Yeah.
See, God can breathe less breath into you. And I don't mean just the breath of the air every day that he gives us, but we're talking about that Holy Ghost. Glory be to God.
Yes.
That will renew us. That will make us brand new. that will
yes,
make us a
yes.
new creature, Brother Tim.
Yes, he can.
Yes,
glory
can.
Be to God.
Yes, he can.
And see, and then he said, let him know that I bring these bones together.
Yes.
Oh, God laid it out step by step.
Yes.
He said, I lay sinew upon you, and I bring flesh upon you. I mean,
yes.
what other man can do this besides God? Then he said, I'll cover you with skin.
Yes.
I will breathe into you, and you will live.
Yes.
And you know what?
Yes.
That's such
that's
a true
it.
Thing. It's not just for the
yes.
children of Israel. It's for you today. Everybody at the sound of my voice. You need to hear this. If you receive the Holy Ghost, if you accept God as your Lord and Savior, if you let God clean you up and stop
yes.
you from being the man that you used to be,
yes.
if you let God take you from that dope house to the church house, glory be
yes.
to God,
yes.
so that he can clean you up and make you brand new. And that man that you used to be, you will find you're not that man anymore. The things you used to do, Brother Tim, you'll find that
uh-huh.
you don't do that anymore. Glory be to God. You know what? This is such a powerful message Brother Tim brought today.
Yes.
And see, sometimes we find ourselves in the midst of dry bones, Brother Tim.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, we do.
Sometimes
and you know, Sister
we
Mayor?
Have to tell people, go ahead. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you that he said, oh, my people, I'm going to open up your graves and bring you up from
come on now.
See, God want to take us out to the – see, we dead when we're dead men walking, laying out in the
dead
valley, dead, and the bones are
yes,
dry,
yes,
the sun's
yes,
dead. But he said, I'll open up – you in the grave, and he said, I'll bring you out and give you life. Out the grave, Sister Man. Only one
yes.
can do that.
That's right.
God himself. Come on now. Come on, Sister
yes,
Man.
But there's also the spiritual. There's
mm-hmm.
also the spiritual and the fleshly grave.
Shit.
The man is
right.
walking around
right.
dead. You see people walking the street just like a dead
mm-hmm.
man. They don't even know where they're coming and they don't know where they're going. But you
that's
know God
right.
can bring you out of that grave and make
yes.
you brand new. And you will be able to walk around the saints of God. But not only that, see, he used that great grave in that sense, but let me tell you something. You can physically die. See, that's why Jesus
yes.
came, so that when you
mm-hmm.
die, you will live again. God will open
yeah.
up that grave. Hallelujah. And you will rise from that grave. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You'll meet Jesus in the air. Glory be to
that's
God.
Right.
I tell you, it's an awesome message. I'm not going to get started on this, Brother Tim. I tell you, this is a powerful message. And I hope, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to shut up and turn it
mm-hmm.
over to Diva.
Bring the message.
But I hope, praise God, everybody that heard this word today, get your Bible and read what he was telling you. Understand it for yourself. He wasn't telling you something just from him, but he was giving you the word of God. Get that Bible and understand how God can bring you from the grave and make you a living soul. Glory, hallelujah. Read
yes.
that word. Look at your own life.
Yes, yes, yes.
Look at your life, because everybody that's saved had been out there in their world. You got a few heavens,
right.
but just about everybody that's saved been out there in that world like a dead man or woman.
All have sinned.
But when you open your heart
yes.
and open your ears
mm-hmm.
and let the word of God come in and
yes.
let God in. God took that dead person, that dead man, and that dead woman, and he gave him life. See, we think we're living now. You think you're living now, but you're not living yet. You're not living until you taste the Spirit of God. That's why the Bible can tell you, oh, taste and see. That the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, hallelujah. That's a powerful thing. Because when you receive the Holy Ghost, Brother Tim, Brother D,
yes.
Oh, taste and see. You taste of the Spirit of God. You taste, hallelujah, of the anointed. You taste of God's goodness. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see.
Thank you, Lord.
A word like that slipping, brother, the only thing that's left is the benediction. A word that's truly went out in
yes,
second today.
Yes,
dry
it
bones.
Yes.
Can these bones leave?
Yes.
Brother Tim asked your sister and brother. Brother Tim said, can these bones leave?
Yes.
You know, Brother Tim, Brother Tim told, he says, the hand of the Lord. See, Trinity, all T, Brother Tim, Brother D, Brother Randy, all we're trying to do is show you all that without the Lord, you can't make it.
You can't make it. Come on now. That's the truth.
Look what had to do. Look what had to be done. As Ezekiel. Look what he said. Watch what the Bible said. Bro, Tim just gave it to you. He says the hands of the Lord was upon me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. See, you got to get in the spirit.
All right,
you know,
now.
The Bible says he's a spirit and we must worship him in spirit and
yeah,
in truth.
Now, come on now.
The hands of the Lord was upon me and
yeah.
he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord.
Come on now.
And then he set me down. He set me down among dry bones. It caused me to pass by them round
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
And behold, they were very many in the
mm-hmm.
valley.
Mm-hmm.
And lo, my, they were very many.
Yes.
It was very dry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a mighty powerful word. You know, it's just,
yes, it
I tell you guys all the time, when the word of God go out, it should be something that should just wreck your heart to make you want to just get it and read it again and again.
Yes,
and just
yes.
read again to God. His word in the name of Jesus. Look what he says, Sister Brother. He said, and again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And say unto them, O ye dry bones, you dead man walking. If I talk to you later,
dead man walking.
Y'all want to tell me, just tell me, you dead man walking.
Yes.
He says, O ye dry bones,
mm-hmm.
hear the word of the Lord. You know,
mm-hmm.
the word of the Lord just keep being in your face. You dead if mm-hmm. you don't hear what does say the Lord. That's all the Bible
yes,
says.
Yes.
Wait, let's back up a minute. He says, the hands of the Lord. He says, and thus says the Lord God, unto
mm-hmm.
these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye
right.
shall live.
Yeah.
Ye dry bones, hear the
yeah.
word. Of the Lord. I like the way you can bag up sometime and get you a clear understanding. Look what verse
uh-huh.
5 says.
Yes.
He says, thus says the Lord God unto these
mm-hmm.
bones,
uh-huh.
behold,
uh-huh.
I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye
That's
shall live.
Right.
Yes.
But before he do that, before God do that, you got to bag up. You got to do it. He says, and he said unto me, prophesize unto these bones. And say unto them, O ye
yes.
dry bones.
Yes.
O ye dry bones.
E.
Yeah.
A. R. O ye dry bones.
Yes.
Lord. See, if you hear
right,
the word of the Lord, then God go cause breath in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
He'll do it.
All right, man. All right, man.
If you don't believe he do it, just make up in your mind today.
Right.
He said, choose ye this day that you no longer want to be dead man walking. You no want to be a dry bone. Because at this present time, if you are in the will of God, you are a dead man walking. You are a dry bone in the valley. That's all Brooke.
That's why our children, Brother D, are all confused, don't know which way to go. They don't know what's going on in their life. They dry bones, D. We supposed to teach them how to live. We need to teach them what life is all about. But we ain't doing that, Brother D. How can your wife follow you, D?
And you not following Christ yourself.
That's right.
All right.
He didn't just call them dry. He said they were very dry.
Very dry.
My,
you got to put emphasis on you. Well, God be trying to tell you, man, and I take that back. God don't try to do what God is telling you. You not just dead. You very dead.
And you've been dead a long time.
You're not sometime dead and sometime alive. He said you're very dry.
All right now.
He told you what he'll do for you if you just hear the word of the Lord. Brother,
all right now.
Get out of the way, buddy. Brother, tell a great word today. I've truly enjoyed it to hear. No matter how many times you hear dry bones in the valley, it should set your soul on fire because it gives you a true meaning of yourself.
Yes. Uh-huh. Come on, man.
Dry bone in the valley will talk directly to you.
Yes.
That's it.
You should be standing in the mirror right now and telling yourself, I'm a dry bone, and I'm very dry. I'm going to run and not be weary. I'm going to run and not faint. That was you should be telling yourself right now, I'm going to turn from my wicked ways and run to the Lord. Because
all right now.
Dry bone.
Yes.
Dry bone.
And it don't
matter
how
Devo,
old you are. He can use you.
But you know what, Brother Tim? Just look at it now. Verse number 9. And it's basically what we do. God's preachers do this. Because you got preachers all around the world. Say, thus said he unto me.
Yes.
Prophesy unto the wind.
Yes.
Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus says the Lord God. Look now, he said, tell the wind. Now speak to the wind. You command the wind and tell the wind, thus says the Lord God. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain. That they may live. Look at God. Listen, tell him the Son of Man. Tell him Ezekiel, speak to the wind. And you know what?
The
Bible show us that the wind obey his word.
He
says, speak to the wind. And the wind, glory be to God, blow breath into them. Hallelujah.
Wait a minute. You just said something there. First of all, he said prophesy to these dry bones. They were dry, and they were very dry.
Very dry. All right, man.
Very dead. Then he dropped down here, and he just told you. It wraps itself up right there. He says, as breath upon these slain. If you've been slain, brother and sister, you dead.
Yeah.
But God gives you a way back because he goes on to tell you that they may live.
That they may live.
Dead and can still live.
Jesus.
Live while you have a chance. That's all Brother D can tell you. Live while you have a chance.
Yeah.
That's why the songwriter said, I'm going to run on and
see
what the end.
See what the end going to be.
You in the name of Jesus, you should run.
Songwriter.
Yes.
Same one, Brother D. Songwriter said, I'm willing to run all the way with him. That's what he said.
Yes.
Now, Brother D and Sister Marion, just in case my brother and sister didn't get all that, and they said, what in the world are y'all excited about? If you really want to know, you really want your life to change, you really want to have eternal life, you say, what you mean? Yeah, this life is going to end one day, and it's going to carry you on over into glory, or it's going to send you to hell, one of the two. But guess what? There's
an antidote
for that. You don't have to do it. You don't have to go to hell. You can live for eternity with Christ. And you know how you do that? All you got to do is go to Romans 10, and verse 9, and it says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. If you're drowning,
you know,
Sister Mary, and I know
you.
You
know what, Brother
and
Tim?
Those, mm-hmm. Come on.
You took them to Romans. You can stay right here in Ezekiel. You ain't got to but you can stay right here and give them the same thing. Look at the Bible says.
Yes,
the Bible says those things was very dry. He said they were dead, and he said it. Tears dropped down here. She said, and the breath upon those slain that they may live. Go
all right,
that they may live.
Now I like when you back up from that. Back up to 7. Look what 7 said. He told me to prophesy, didn't he? He said, so I prophesied as I was commanded.
Come on now.
As I
obedience.
Was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones was dead.
Yes.
Came together.
All right now.
His bones.
Yes.
If this don't shake you up, sister, brother, I don't know what it will.
Yeah.
Bone to his bone because you was dead. But he said prophesy to him. And they became a living soul.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And now watch this, Brother D. Let me get out your way. It says over here in verse 14, and I will put my spirit in you. And you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I am the Lord, has spoken, and I have done it, declared the Lord. I'll put my spirit in you. See, you can't be full of hell and God put his spirit in you. Don't work like that. Because
come
they
on
don't have
now.
The light
come
and
on
the day
now.
Don't have nothing to do with each other. You can't have evil and good. Can a tree or the water give fresh water out of a muddy stream and all that? Sister Mary, the
all
man
right
is
now.
Saying right here
right
that
now.
God told him this, and God can't lie because he's a spirit, and the only way we can worship him is spirit
wait,
and in truth. Come on now.
Let
me get out your way.
You said he'll put his spirit in you. You said he'll put his spirit
in you.
That's what
it says.
I'm going to say right here in Ezekiel again. Ezekiel says right here. He says, and he covered you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. You should. Look, sister, brother, we'll be here all day. I promise you.
Yeah.
That's right.
They do it because, see, we just love the Lord. And I like when God shows up. See, we can go from one chapter to another, and God just shows up. And then he shows up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we have to be obedient. Our time has been spent once again. As much as we truly hate to leave you on, our time has been spent.
All right, man.
Tell you this. We have truly enjoyed ourselves once again.
Amen.
I tell you again today, as I tell you always, if it's the Lord's will, and you show up in the morning on God's plan, I can promise you we'll be there. If it's the Lord's will.
All right,
if you make yourself back, way back here next Tuesday, if it's God's will and he said the same, we'll be right here to give you some more of God's word.
Yeah.
If it's
the
Lord's will and you didn't get enough, 773-86-3490. You can call me at any time. Day or night, I'm willing to get up out of my bed, 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, it matters not. If you are confused or something you don't get when it comes to God's word, feel free to dial 773-886-3490. Bible says that he says he will sup with you. I want to sup with you if you just in the name of Jesus. God is just so good to us. We thank you. We thank you, and we thank you. We truly love our brother, Brother Dog, for giving us this time, as always. Don't ever ask for a dime, and give us this time to give someone. The Bible says if one come in, says the angels in heaven rejoices.
Yes, yes.
The Bible says, so and what we're trying to tell you, if we just reach one.
Yes.
Those that's listening, if we just reach one, the angels in heaven will rejoice. Next voice you hear be Brother Dog, sister and brother. We're going to be obedient and get out of here, Brother Dog.
Hallelujah. You know, if the Lord be with us,
Yes.
I want you to make the journey.
Make the journey.
And it doesn't matter what happens to us.
Yes, we can.
I need some witnesses.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what happened to us in this life. We have
all
the
right.
victory.
Amen.
If the Lord be with me,
if the Lord be with me, I'll make my journey. If the Lord be with me, I'll make my journey. If the Lord be with me, I'll make my journey. I'll
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is absolutely true. We want to thank the prayer warriors again, Brother D, Brother House, and Sister Mary. That Brother House brought the sermon to you like Sister Mary always tell you. But before we go, you know, we always gather 2 seconds. And if y'all don't mind, we always, Sister Mary, we just close out with a prayer. And, you know, pray for the sick and the shut in and, you know, the people that just continue to need prayer, including ourselves. We need prayer also. So, Brad,
yes,
will y'all
yes,
take the 2 minutes,
yes.
And Sister Mary, when you close out with, you know, try to bless the sick and the shut in and all that, and God bless us, and thank y'all for taking out of y'all time to do this here every Tuesday. And like I said, it don't have to be every Tuesday. You could get out on your knees and pray every day. You don't have to just be on Tuesdays.
Yes,
thank y'all.
Yes,
God
can.
Bless.
Yes, you can.
Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, once again, Father God, I come to you as humble as I know how. Father God, I come to you, Father God, on bended knees, Father God. Father God, just to let you know we love you, Jesus. Yes. Father God, we can't make it without you. Father God, we thank you for this in this day and age, Father God, for keeping us, Father God. And Father God, and I ask you to bless and keep all of us covered in the blood of Jesus. Yes. Father, today, Father God, I ask you to bless the sick, the shut in, dear God. Father God, in the nursing home, Father God, bless the elderly, dear God. Father God, bless the young people that out in the street and don't understand what they're doing, dear God. Father God, bless you to bless that little baby that's laying in the hospital and the doctor don't know what to do for him, dear God. Father God, we ask you to bless the needy, the man, the woman that don't have food to eat, Father God. Father God, give them that food to eat, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to continue to watch over us, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless, Father God, the bereaved of the folks that have lost a loved one, Father God. Father God, we ask you to put your loving arms around them and let them know everything is going to be all right. Father God, we ask you to bless the man and the woman that don't know you by the pardon of their sin.
Yes,
Father God, we ask you to bless each and every one and their family that hear me at the sound of my voice right now, God. Father God, bless not all of us, dear God. Bless all of us, Father God.
Yes.
Father God, because we rejoice, God, in bringing the word on Tuesday, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for putting it in Brother Dahl's heart
yes.
to have this broadcast, Father God, that we can tell somebody about you, Jesus. Father God, we just ask to bless right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father God, if there's a sick among us that hear the word right now, Father God, we ask you to touch and heal right now, God. Father God, whatever the end is, Father God, we ask you to bless right now. Because we know, Father God, you to be a healer, dear God. We know, Father God, for you to be a doctor, God. Father God, we know you are everything that we need, God. Father God, and we ask you to bless the people that hear your word, Father God. Make it up in their heart, I want to be saved. Make it up in their heart, in their mind, Father God, that I believe you, Jesus. I believe every word that you say. Because it is our faith, it is our heart, Father God,
Let the people know the faith that they have in you, that coming from the heart will heal them of any and all situations. Father God, let the people know all they have to do is to trust you. Put themselves in a position to hear the word of God. Father God, and we know you're able, Father God. Father God, and we just ask for you to bless, Father God, each and every Tuesday, Father God, that somebody will come to Brother D, Brother Tim, Brother Dom, any of us, and say, I want to be saved. Father God, yes. Let the people know that your people will not walk away from this.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we will pray with you. Hey, glory. We will do what God say do.
Do.
Father God, and we thank you. For truly, God, I believe from my heart everything that you say. I believe in my heart, Jesus, that you are exactly who you say you are. Father God, I believe in my heart that you are God. You are God Almighty. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah. You're Jehovah Jireh. You're the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You created this heaven and earth. You made heaven and you made hell. Father God, I believe everything that you said. Hallelujah. Hey, glory in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Father God, and let us all bring ourselves to love one another. Father God, anybody with hatred in their heart, take it from them, God. Father God, because you won't make it in, it won't make it in unless they love one another.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You said in your word, how can you love me when you hate your brother whom you see every day?
Amen.
Father God, we ask you to bless us. Bring us closer together, Father God.
Right.
Father God, even though I can't, are they in different states, Father? Father God, I stretch my hand to them, Father God. Let them know I love them. For the people that just hear and I don't even hear your voice, I love you. Because God said we got to love.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He loved us first.
Yes,
we got to love him and we got to love one another in order to make it in. Mm-hmm. Father God, and we just ask you to bless right now. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Bring us closer and closer together. We thank you for this program that we do on Tuesday. Anoint it the more, Father God. Anoint the speakers. Anoint Brother Debo. He does such an awesome job. Hallelujah. Opening up this program. Father God, and we thank you because he has a heart to do what you have him to do. Brother Tim loves you, God. Such an anointed message tonight, Father God. And we just thank you. Father God, and we just ask you to continue to keep Brother Dog wrapped up. Father God, have him so wrapped up and tied up, Father God. Hallelujah. He received the Holy Ghost before he even realized his coming. Father God, touch him right now. Touch his body. Strengthen him, God. Touch his mind, Father God. Father God, let him know that we love him, God. We love what he do, hallelujah, because he loves what he do. And I believe that he loves us, and we love him. Father God, we thank you. Father God, and we ask you to bless Brother Eric on that morning program. Anoint him to stand and people hear him, to carry your word just the way that you say do. Father God, we thank you. We praise your holy name. Father God, and we will forever, God, worship you, honor you, praise you, and lift you up from this earth. Father God, we thank you for all things, this prayers and all prayer I bring to you in the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen, and thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm about to send her a check, though. Sister Mary, we told you to close it out, so you jumped in front of Brother Eric, and run in front of Brother D and Brother House. But go ahead, Brother D, get us out of here, brother.
Yeah,
I'm about to go to shout.
Amen. He just loves the Lord.
Well, praise
God. We're so glad
And we kind of honor you to tell God. He said, if you shame the old man, down it before me. Mm-hmm. He said, mm-hmm. I'll be shamed on you before my Father, which is in heaven. So we count a joy to be able to stand before you, men and women, and tell you that we just love the Lord.
Yeah.
Again, I say again and again and again, we hope and pray that something will see it that will reach one, that will give them a heart and give them a mind to say, how do I get to know this man that you keep talking about that we call Jesus?
Yes.
Brother, we thank you. We thank you.
Thank you,
and we thank you. At this time, we're going to turn it back over to Brother Dog, and then we may get out of here. We know we'll, I tell you guys, we don't want you to be glad to see us come and glad to see us leave. Yes. Come on, Brother Dog.
Through the years, Spencer. Through the years, Clay. Through the years, Clay. Through the years, JoJo. Through the years,
yeah.
My cousin. Oh, oh. I keep on calling.
Calling. Come on, bro. House.
Oh, I told
yes.
Through the storm and rain.
Amen.
The Lord, I'm patiently. I'm patiently waiting.
Actually waiting.
Watching.
Yes, Lord.
Through my
watch.
Faith.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
come again.
Oh, oh yeah, he's coming back now.
The Lord,
oh.
I'm coming.
Come in.
Lord, I'm coming.
Lord, please.
How to love my neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had to close the old prayer warriors up. Boy, they get happy out there. But like Brother D said, we just hope it reached with at least one person today. And that concludes our prayer hour for today. Well, you know, we call it a prayer hour, but sometimes we go long in the hour. But, hey, if it's God's will, it's God's will. But we try to keep it within the realms of the hour. Because we know y'all knuckleheads out there can't stay focused that long on the good word. Now, if it was some drama, we could stay on that old back line and talk 72 hours straight without even taking a breath. But when it comes down to the good word and the good book, well, our attention span get a little short. Unless we need some help. Then we get on there. And, well, anyway, I ain't going to go to that. Yeah, good. Thank y'all, prayer warriors, Brother Beast, Sister Mary, and Brother Tim House. Tim House had one heck of a sermon today, guys. If y'all didn't hear it, you could go back and just listen to it. It was about 30 minutes long, about 30 minutes. Old Tim, you know, he get wound up and then he wind back down. But he does a great job. So does all the other speakers on there, Brother D, Sister Mary. And Sister Mary, she preached about 20 minutes, though. But, hey, man, she said a prayer about 20 minutes. But, hey, man, I would turn it back on. But I can't do it now, because if I do it, they'd be on there 30 more minutes. And you know how that is. So Wheelchair over there probably going crazy. He got to watch the World Series game tonight. And everybody think the Braves going to win tonight, but they ain't. But that's another story, guys. We're finna go and get into it. God bless y'all. And pray that everybody out there have a fruitful day and a fruitful life. With that being said, come on in there, Braves. I know you're nervous, Wheelchair, but y'all ain't going to win tonight, man. Y'all ain't going to win tonight.
Hey, Willie.
What's up?
It really ain't nothing to be nervous about. It's all a game. One going to win, one going to lose. It is what it is. And, you know, we got a few upcoming events to close out the year. We got quite a few people in the running for the World Race of the Year. I don't know who's doing the banquet, but Mike Hill Race, you got the Hitman Production, the year finale at South Georgia Motorsports Park this weekend. Friday night, a bunch of good races, and he got the middleweight 484 shootout on Saturday. He got the small block shootout, the anything on 28th, and the big 484 shootout, and lots of good races. And we got some matchups, Georgia versus Georgia. You got South Carolina versus Georgia, and a good one that just got locked in. You got Chicago versus Detroit. The Game Over Car versus the Ghost 5.0. That's locked in. I got that one there today. And then on Sunday, if you don't get the van that you looking for on Friday and Saturday, you can come on back up the road a little piece. I don't know what to make him. Ben Harris having a race over there at Middle Georgia Motorsports Park, and he got a $10,000 invitational shootout. You have to get with him on that, which whether or not you can get invited to Dalton and plenty of good races. November the 12th and 13th, you got Todd Miller and Silverstein make a race and still out Alabama. November the 19th and 20th, ABP and CP at Middle Georgia Motorsports Park. There's Tarnell and Aunt Boney, and they got the big grudge race locked in between one of the CP cars, which is Honcho, going up against Stick Up Kid out of ABP. December the 3rd and 4th, that's the last race of the year, MGMP, to close out for the year. And you can come on down. I'm going to have a grudge race, a couple of shootouts, and you can go on and get tested coming up. For Baltimore race the following weekend, which is the 9th through the 12th, No Guts, No Quarry, and Not No Speed World. And you know that's the race where you're going to beat, kill, or be killed. So I suggest everybody get their cars tuned up and get ready. All right, now back to you.
All right, hold on. Don't go nowhere, Wheelchair. Kid, hit the one button. A Wheelchair.
You forgot to do that.
It's 2-2 on drugs, man. It's 2-2 on drugs, man. If that man had two or three cars, man, he done covered the whole world. Is he gonna lock in the whole grudge world?
Yeah, dog. I'm never gonna feel like this. That's a man that want a race. That's the best I can say. He want a race.
Ooh, kid, what you think about 2-2? He done locked in another one, man. He got about 10 races by damn self. Good lord.
Oh man, 2-2, my man. He said, "Goddamn, he gonna knock him down like bowling pins."
Now, we thought Technically speaking, we thought Tony Bann was a racing fool, but Tutu is locking in races. He doing more racing than he doing talking. Now that's where it ought to be. Now if everybody did the same thing he did, we would never have no damn shootout.
Right.
We wouldn't need no damn shootout.
Yep.
Man, good Lord. You can't do nothing but respect that man. Win, lose, or draw, man. He's a whole mountain by himself, man. He's a mountain by himself.
Yep, you said line him up like bowling pins, goddamn it. He's going to knock him down.
No, he said domino, man. He said domino, kid. He said, you stand him up, I'm going to knock him down. Good Jesus. Whew. That man, there's something else. Hey, he's something serious. That's what you call now. If you want to go back to the old times, that's what you call a grudge racer now. Yeah, hands down, mm-hmm. That's a grudge racer right there. He doing more locking in than he doing talking. Anybody move, he locking them in.
Hold on, let me ask you a question. If Tutu come out.
Yeah, come on. Huh?
If Tutu come out here and win all his grudge races and win the shootout, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then Tate win his big grudge races. Will Chicago be back on the map then?
Chicago already on the map with just Tutu wheelchair. And the thing about it, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I want y'all to listen real good. If Tutu come down here and run all them races and he still can crank his car up, I'm going to go find out where he get that motor from. I'm going to need one of them motors. Good Lord.
Tutu said on the quiet side, goddamn, he running for World Race of the Year.
No, he's gonna be the bad of the year for one. Well, if I might get my man if he still want to get that money for that bad of the year. I mean, for that bad stuff, I'm gonna have to try to get him about $4,000-$5,000 and just say to hell with the rest of it, just get him that for bad of the year, man. That man is doing some insane stuff, man. And he ain't joking either. Uh-oh. But now, also, if he go down there, I think, and he, look at somebody like that turbo car. What turbo car? You talking about the turbo car against Jawbreaker? Is that the one you're talking about?
No,
let me know.
Tip.
Ghost 5.0.
Oh, you talking about Ghost 5.0?
Tell Alibi to stop texting you and call me. I already know who the attack is.
Oh yeah, that doggone. You must be mad over today. You didn't call me today, man. Y'all, the morning show didn't put me on strike, man.
No, I wasn't really on the show today.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
I didn't get
on the show. They said the doggone Mac, Cowboy and Mac got into it. Mac then cussed Cowboy out, and Cowboy been
laughing.
Oh man. Yeah, man. They was on the morning show. Oh, they're going off and everything, but hey, it is what it is. They barred me for the morning show, so I don't know nothing what's going on. I just go back what they tell me, y'all. They didn't want me there on the morning show. They barred me off the morning show. When you got on, dog,
I think Jay got you on that. Jay called Jay.
Yeah, but if y'all want to call Jay Barnes about no racing, Jay Barnes have no say-so over no racing. If you want to race anything, you need to talk to me. Now, I ain't got nothing to do with him and Tony Bryan now, but if it's dealing with me, Jay Barnes has no say-so over none of his stuff that I got. I got all the say-so over it, and I don't let him say nothing because he just like Boot. He got to be like Boot. We got to put him in training first. I'm just joking, man. Now, we ain't ready to go yet, but once we get ready, you ain't got to worry about it. I'm going to have to draw on Tutu to get me some recognition because that is the man right now. That's Bear of the Year if he pull off half of them damn races. Good Lord. But, old Mike Hill, listen, I don't know if he out there testing or doing something today. I don't know what he's doing. It's supposed to be his week, but I see he ain't came on the show. So, it was just extra, so anyway, so he ain't got to come on the show. So, if he don't, I'm still not going to hold it. But I know he got some other words to worry about. Now, I'm in a bind here with all this money. I got to go pull out the bank and do something with it. Man, I need a secretary. Can you ask Wheelchair to say the name, the races that Tutu had locked in, if you have time? If y'all was following Facebook, you would. Wheelchair, will you please tell them the races that Tutu got locked in for the one that's in the back row, if you got it available?
Come on for Allen B.
No, 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 I ain't, no.
Hey,
I didn't say no damn Allen B.
Oh,
I said it ain't for no Allen B.
Oh, man, it probably is. You know he's slow as hell, dog.
I'm trying. If it was Allen B, I tell you, it ain't Allen B. Just so the man asked the question, walking the Raven Tutu.
All right, Tutu got backstabber. He got Lil Dow first round of the shootout, and plus he in the middleweight 44 shootout, and he got GOAT 5.0.
He got
what he got going on down
there. And it wasn't Allen B. Which, you know, I mean, I don't know what you and Allen B got going on.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, he just checked and talking about not me.
I'm trying to tell you. It wasn't him. When it was him, I'll tell you. I'm going to Cowboy talking about he didn't fell off. Y'all better stop off. I don't know why the show's so full today. Did we pull out something going on today? They looking for some drama today. I done settled down. I ain't got no drama today. I'm ready to go to work. But anyway, I got a topic, kid. You in the wheelchair. I'm going to see what y'all say. I'm going to let y'all be the first one to answer. Hold on a minute. Let me get Cowboy back on here. Y'all talk for a minute.
Wheelchair, what time you going to get there,
down,
man? Yeah, I'm trying to make it.
Friday.
Friday, okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Early Friday.
I hear y'all.
No.
Well,
no, I'm just trying to
look here, Wheelchair, and Kid, I got a poll question for y'all. I think I'm gonna get T Mac a segment, a 30-minute show, cause T Mac ain't scared of talking. Y'all don't scare T Mac. But anyway, this is a show question. I want and don't all y'all go texting me. If you own the show, hit the one button and say it yourself. If you own the show now, don't text me. I mean, cause I have enough trouble reading all these doggone texts. If you own the show, just hit the one button and say what you're gonna say yourself. That way, if people won't think I'm always trying to start trash. Because I'm trying to be a good boy. I done been reading my Bible today. I didn't bother nobody today. I ain't even cussed nobody out today. Okay, the question I got, Kid and Chip, name the top, I already got my three, but I ain't going to tell y'all. Name the top three most popular talked about, this is what I'm saying, the top three most popular talked about cars or trucks. Name the top three. I got mine right here, but I ain't gonna say it to y'all. See y'all. And anybody else on the show? If you're on the show, hit the one button. If you're not on the show, you can text it to me. So go ahead, Kid.
Keisha.
Hold on.
No, hold on.
Can one of y'all talk at a time? Please.
I'm getting ready to talk. Keisha.
Okay.
Game Over and Bipolar.
Keisha. Game Over. All right. Come on, Jim.
I'm going to say Game Over. Game Over.
Uh-huh.
Keisha.
Uh-huh.
And Ghostbusters right now.
Uh-huh. Good report. All right. Anybody else that's on the show, hit the one button and tell me your top three. They ain't got to be doing that. I'm just talked about or whatever. I'm trying to see something. Uh-oh. 301-2147. Come on in here.
What up, dog? This is Twin.
I know who it is. I didn't want to call your name unless you want to say it, but hold on a minute, Twin. I'm writing this down. I want to see something. We're going to talk about it in a minute. Seems like we got some interest in this. Huh? All right, come on, Twin. Who you got?
Keisha. Game
okay.
Over. Bipolar.
D, stop texting me, D. Quit texting me, Grim. Okay, yeah. Keisha, Game Over, who?
Bipolar.
Okay, y'all saying bipolar just because I said truck, huh? All right, Twin, ain't no problem. All right, I ain't read no texts yet because I'm taking all these phone calls. 205-2757, I think that's old time, that's my boy. I ain't going to call no names if they say it. Who your top three in 2 years?
It's Pajo.
Yeah, I know. Come on, homeboy. What you got, homeboy? Damn.
Keisha.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Ghostbusters and Got It.
Ghostbusters and Got It. Good report.
Oh, man.
Good. Shut up, kid. I don't want you to influence nobody. 708-6447. Who we got?
It's Cal City. I'm going to say Keisha, Game Over, and Coleman Young.
Okay, good report. Good report. Y'all doing great today on certain shit that I want to see. I hope everybody else out there paying attention, too. Now, I hope y'all paying attention now. I hope y'all paying attention because, you know, if I'm doing it, I'm going to start some shit later. You know, let me see what the hell Brother D texted me because, you know, he got a special ring on my phone. I know what he texted me. Let me see if he's hell he texted me for. Game over. Now see that? See now? I'm gonna go up here and block his number. Game over. Bipolar and lowrider. Come on, man. The man been drinking.
Lord have mercy.
He just got through praying. He over there drinking. Come on, D. 601-1400. 601-1400. Who we got?
Hey, I'm gonna say game over. Keisha. And for number three, I'm going to say Gotti or Tate. The motherfucker waiting to see what Tate's going to do, man.
Hey. I said Gotti or Tate,
you know.
I know you from the 601. I said
yeah,
three.
I say Tate.
All right, well, slow. Could you slow down? You said game over. Who else?
Keisha.
All right.
And Tate.
And who else? And who?
Tate. Tate the Great.
They ain't got no car call. They don't got no car call, Tate.
The unfriendly ghost.
Oh, thank you. See, I got it. Don't worry. I'm just helping you out, brother.
I got you.
That's the 601. Is that 601? That Mississippi.
Yeah, sir.
706. 706. 9659. Who we got?
Hello, Tony.
Whoever.
It's Gerald.
Who?
It's Twin.
Oh, come on, twin. It's twin. Your phone messed up too.
Trouble.
Come on. Trouble.
I got
okay.
Trouble, Keisha, and John Gather.
Okay, all right. Good report, twin. I'm gonna close you up because you got that. Old, your phone is echoing. Your phone echoing. It's making a feedback there. You must got unknown phone. You an unknown phone. Y'all must got the same phone company. Damn, I'm out of got in trouble. All right. Damn, I still got an old one. 240-1704. Come on. Is that the other twin?
Yep.
Come on.
Damn,
let
we
me
got
get,
a lot of twins.
A lot of damn twins. What you got, twin?
Ghostbusters. And Cowboy Thrust, Ghostbuster. Keisha.
Okay.
Turner.
And who?
Hi.
Okay, I got it. Okay, all right. Boy, y'all doing great. Y'all doing great. I wanted to show y'all something new. Come on, Flop. What you got, Flop? Oh, I forgot. I ain't pulling the call on name. 901-1516.
Hey. Can I be an asshole and repeat the question first?
You can, but I ain't though.
Okay.
That means you weren't paying attention, Flop.
I bet you I got a good three.
Come on, with
Keisha. Keisha, game over and trouble.
Good report. Right, boy, y'all finna start some trouble. Y'all finna start some shit. Y'all don't know it. Y'all starting the shit. 312-1227. Who we got? Hello? 312-1227. Who we got?
Jetlin.
You about to be dumb, man.
Game
all
over.
Right, hold up. Slow down. Who is this? This 312-1227?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know if you ain't saying, man. I mean, you know, you got to play along so I know. You didn't say that when I called you at first. All right, give me who you got.
Okay. Game over. Unfriendly
gotcha.
Goat. And Mudbone.
Slow down, brother. I'm wiping shit down. All right, game over, Ghost, and who else? Shut up, Tia, goddamn it, scare us. And who?
Mudbone.
Come on, man. Now I'm finna cut your ass off now. You don't have bullets. That's why you was laughing. Okay. Thank you, Keith. That's why. I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be nice to him. This man talking about some damn mushroom. The only man I know got some mushroom with stickers on it, and they're dry rotted. Now, y'all be quiet. We got one more. Don't nobody else text me. I got one more to go. 803-3244. Who we got?
I got Keisha, Ghostbusters.
Hold up. Is this Emily?
Emily. Emily.
Shut up, kid. Kid, when you shut the fuck up, kid. Emily, you don't already text me. I had you, and I was going to read them off. Okay, since you on here, though. Give me, who you got, Emily?
Keisha, Backstabber, and Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
She's a backstabber. Now she talking about backstabbers. Ain't nobody talking about them. Okay. Ghostbusters. She talking about the people in your stable. Emily, you cheating. She talking about the people in your damn stable. Oh, okay.
Hey.
Yeah, okay. Let me. All right. Now, y'all hold up. Y'all hold the lines up. Nobody said nothing yet. I'm finna read the ones I got texting me. Now, I got to go to text. I got some texts to me. I'm going to tell you the ones I got. And then we got. All right. Somebody from 731. 731, that's how I'm following up, somewhere in Mississippi. They got Baby Daddy, Game Over, and Keisha. All right, Butcher got Ike Turner, he got Ike Runner, Gotti, and Boss. We ain't got no car named Boss, so I don't know who the hell he talking about. Quit texting me, I don't need nobody else to text me. Keisha back there having Ghostbusters. Justin Guillermo got King Kong, Keisha, and Game Over. All right. Nakia got Karma, Ghostbusters, and Game Over. All right. Y'all know I'm going to got one more. Oh, that's Brother D and Mudbone ought to go get them a house together and get them a hotel room and get married. Because they both, something wrong with both of them. They talking about some Lowrider and Mudbone. Come on, man. Them people that are there put together, it'll be 17 years before they get a car to the track. But anyway, all right. Mm-hmm. Everybody's mic is still open with the exception of the twin and that down here in Augusta because his mic got that old. He's some kid that unknown. He got that on vibrating. Now, can anybody, without anybody speaking at one time, and let some of the new people speak, kids, you in wheelchair, everybody who said it gave the three names, what did y'all notice? Anybody tell me what they noticed?
I'll take some shit.
Yeah, I can tell you, dog.
Everybody want to talk one time and nobody... So what's our joke?
TMR. they race.
Man, look here.
And they win.
Slow down. Ain't nobody said no damn TMR. So what you talking about? Ain't nobody even missing. Ain't nobody said nothing nobody on TMR.
Okay, I'm talking about the car.
Hey, dog, can you be a little bit more specific, dog? As far as what
they
we
all,
know.
How specific you want to be?
Okay, I noticed a lot of hype around each one of them.
Yeah, big flop.
No, come on, flop. That's what I'm going to say, flop. Can anybody tell me what similarities that y'all noticed about doggone damn it, everybody that gave their three picks? Can anybody tell me what they...
Keisha?
They all down south.
No.
They all trying to race, far as I can. I'm concerned.
They bringing action.
Yeah.
Wrong. Emily, say it one sub. She was on the right train track, but she was in the wrong station. You was on the right train track, Emily. Let me see.
Anybody from each state is picking somebody that's from their state. They know about dogs.
Whoever with the conversation in the background, y'all go get y'all a room and hold that conversation in y'all hotel room. See y'all get this. One more chance. Anybody can tell me what you notice about this, any of all these picks that everybody gave? Can anybody take another shot at it? I ain't saying the answers you gave are wrong, but that ain't the main answer. I ain't saying your answers were wrong. They're just not the main answer.
Nitrous cars.
That's pretty much the people.
Antonio Jones, you got the right answer.
Oh, 20, 75.
Come on, man. We are everybody on that. Come on, man. Come on. All right, guys. What I'm going to do
we're getting a little bit too much noise,
so I'm going to mute the mics back because, you know, y'all don't know how to just be cool and be quiet. Y'all just have to talk and be in your background noise, too, so we can't hear. All right. I thought, I'm going to be honest with you now. I thought Flop was going to get it. I thought Wheelchair might have got it. I know Kid wasn't going to get it because he over there, when he with Emily, he just go to pieces when he with Emily. So, you know, I know he wasn't going to get it. His mind was somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
No, Tim Ellison. We know the majority of all calls are down south. Tim Ellison been texting me 17 answers. Ain't got nailed right yet. Ain't got nailed. Wheelchair and Kid, y'all like the only ones open. I got to have some kind of control over the noise. Y'all want to take another shot at it, man. I'm surprised one of y'all didn't get it.
I know. So it's pretty much
Charles from Texas got it.
It's pretty much people that have been out racing and that's promoting themselves and getting out.
Nope. You way off. With you. I'm surprised that you with you. No, I'm surprised your Braves are losing. Kid, one more shot at it.
Yeah.
One more shot. Come on. One more shot.
No, that's the only shot I got, dog. They bringing action.
All right, I'm gonna close you in Wheelchair. I'm gonna go down the line one other time, give him one more shot, and see if anybody got it. Now, three people didn't text me the right answer. I mean, I ain't saying that's the right answer, but I'm saying that's the answer that I was looking for, and I ain't trying to be nasty, but since it's my show. Twin, 301-2147, Twin, you want to try one more time?
Nah, dog.
He ain't paying attention. Okay, he on that Herbie Red. Pajo, you want to try one more time, Pajo?
Yeah, they travel.
Nah. You got Cal City Cal. You want to try it one more time, Cal City?
The three I got, they all 44 nitrous.
Wow, man. I didn't see. He didn't even pay attention. I ain't asking about the three you got. I said, I'm on it. What you call him? Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller, you're right. Glenn Miller got the right answer. Big Red got the right answer. Why is all the people, I read the people on the internet paying attention and y'all on there just showboat. 601-1400, come on, Mississippi. You want to try one more time?
Yeah, I don't think I can see, dog. I see they've been around the game for a long time. And
Nowhere close. Augusta Twin, you want to try one more time? 706-9659, you want to try one more time?
Pass some bitch.
Who the hell that dumbass? He sounded like goddamn Danny Boy. Oh, it's Danny Boy's birthday today, too. Ain't nobody saying that, so I reckon they don't want to know. 2-4-17-04, Twin, you want to try it one more time?
I don't know, dog, man. It seemed like to me those the ones that's bringing all the action, doing all the promoting.
Bye. Wrong answer. I cut you. Why don't you, if y'all already told y'all that's the wrong answer, why y'all keep giving me the same answer? Seems like if you was going to guess, you try to guess another answer. You don't already, if I told you that ain't the right answer, Flop, one more time, Flop.
They all on a small tire.
Oh, Lord, Flop, everybody don't run. Come on, Flop, that's normal. Come on, Flop, I'm surprised. Flop just too damn small. That's what's wrong. You're too damn. It's simple. Mudbone, give me one more shot, Mudbone. Give me one more shot, Mudbone.
I ain't got no idea, dog.
They all got 44.
Oh, come on, man, here you go again. Emily, you almost said something, but take your favoritism out of it. Take one more shot at it. What you got?
484.
Come on, he just said 484, and I told you that was wrong. Y'all ain't paying attention. I bet y'all funk school. If you keep getting it, y'all been not going no game show on TV. If they keep getting the wrong answer, why y'all come back and get the same damn answer? Whew. All right. Let me read these texts right quick. Then I'm going to tell y'all. Then I'm going to open y'all back up so y'all can keep me out. Cal City, Cal, talking about they bears. They ain't no damn bears out here. Come on, Cal City. Good grief. At least one call from TMR camp. Police gets you on the list. That's a good answer, but it ain't. All right. Here's the list that I had. Top three most popular talked about cars or trucks. I had Keisha, Game Over, and John Gotti. Now, if you listen, Keisha and Game Over was damn near on everybody's list. Keisha and Game Over was damn near on everybody's list. So what that tell you? They need to go ahead and get it on over with. Keisha and Game Over need to go ahead and get it over with. That's all I was looking for, guys. Just to see where y'all was at. Y'all did good at naming the cars. And I told Mike here the other day that John Gotti was still a little popular out there. A couple of people said John Gotti too. Y'all did good, guys. It was just a game to see. But Keisha and Game Over was on everybody's list. So that's the race we want to see. I'm finna open these mics back up. Cowboy, you open. Tim House, you open. I'm opening all the mics up. And if y'all, I ain't gonna stop nobody unless y'all just can't get no control. Brother D, your mic open. Wheelchair, your mic open. Kids, your mic open. Y'all talk to me about that. What y'all think about that Game Over and Keisha? And what it look like?
Man, Brother Dog, yeah. I sent you a text and I got it right. I said it. 2-2. Everybody talking about 2-2. I said that.
That wasn't the whole answer, though, Tim. That wasn't the whole answer.
Oh, Lord. Dog, you said you can't read all that.
That wasn't
stuff.
The whole answer.
You said
come on, Tim.
I said, you said that you can't read all them during Texas, so that's why I made it short as possible. When I make it short, y'all say you don't understand me. I talk too long.
No. I understand that. That wasn't right. That wasn't right.
Look at him cry.
The answer was Keisha and Game Over, which is 2-2. They was missing on 95% of the ballot. So evidently people want to see that race then. If they talking about them too, they need to see that race.
I ain't heard from John Gotti, goddamn, since
That is true, kid. But John Gotti still in people's mouth, though. They still in people's mouth.
They can see it set. 2-2 give 1-1. They can see it set.
Oh, no. That ain't no good look, baby.
They're going to cop all that bullshit.
Well, but dog, we can't run. We all still all glad. We can't run and get up.
We don't run Bars. We run ET, Cowboy. That ain't no good look.
Okay, well, we can't win head up, though. We can't win head up.
That ain't no good look. If you can't, just be quiet then. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
That ain't no good look, baby. All-field, all-class don't mean that. There's a whole lot of all-field, all-class, they finna start some shit now. When Cowboy curse you out, I ain't got to do that now.
We can't do it.
Let him have it, Cowboy. Give him the shit, Cowboy. Ghostbusters. Tell him, Cowboy, they don't want to see Ghostbusters.
We got 2-2 locked in with backstabbing. Why are we going to run in with Keisha?
No. I'm just doing the poll to show what the people really might want to see. That's all. That's all I was doing. I understand you got a point there, man. That Cowboy, you got a point there. Ghost 5.0 is all steel, all glass, but it went down there and kicked everybody butt down there and steel, didn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, it did.
That's right. But we got to lock in with backstabbing.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's backstabber.
That's right.
Backstabbing. Backstabbing.
Game over. Yep, somebody just said the same thing you said. The Game Over and Keisha's in two different zip codes. So you're right, Cowboy, but I'm just saying, though. You know.
Yeah.
You're right, Cowboy.
All right. Appreciate that, dog.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Hey, did you say it's Daddy Boy's birthday?
Yep.
Well, why you didn't tell him happy birthday then?
I did. I made a post.
You on this? I'm talking about on the show, faggot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See, what you want to say? Happy birthday.
Tim House, cut it out.
No.
Cut it out, Tim House. Go on mute.
Uh-oh. What's that, Cowboy?
Happy birthday, man.
Backstabber. We ain't know how to see Backstabber. Backstabber been talked about, but it ain't both agree in a fruit fight.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
So,
we got to know something when they red, motherfucker, dog.
Is it what now?
They done found something. They finna run their red, motherfucker.
Well, just because you run them on me, you might think you done found something.
Hey, dog, come Saturday, dog.
Yeah.
We'll see. Come Saturday. You ain't got long. Don't have long.
Yeah,
long.
That what the mother said when they cut his tail off. It won't
I
be long now.
Long.
Yeah.
Won't be long now.
Yeah.
Game over for the win. You know, Trigger Man ain't no dumb motherfucker. Now, he ain't going to get up there for nothing now.
Only thing you got to do, bring your money. When Backstabbing come in that gate, bring all your money over there.
Yeah!
Oh,
that's
shit.
He'll take the bet.
What's up, Kimo? What's up, Kimo?
Hey, Kimo. Kimo, you want some money? Ride with us, Kimo. Ride with us, Kimo.
Ride with y'all.
Ride on that train, boy. Crane back to Georgia. Ride on it.
Hey, that shootout that they hold up.
That crane.
I don't know. Was that shootout that goes for one? Was Keisha in that shootout? Okay, boy.
Somebody's getting the glass.
Was Keisha in that shootout?
Which one?
Huh?
Which one?
When Ghost 5.0 came down, they won the shootout. Was Keisha in that shootout?
Yeah, Keisha was in there.
But, okay, I made a mistake. Yeah. All
right. Yeah, what happened? What happened? I think Silver Circle put up.
That's right, Silver Circle put up. That's right. I'm sorry. You're right. That's right.
Yeah, we get low.
Okay, if you know that motherfucker, why the hell you send me the question? Hey, man, why would I open the mics up? Y'all can't be quiet with all the noise, man.
Because guess what? We rap back again, trying to do it again, though.
If y'all want your mic on, if you want to go, just hit the one button because I hold all the mics and everybody with all this background though, y'all don't know how to keep this noise down, man. You know I can't stand that fucking noise. All I ask you to do is you ain't talking, just put your phone on mute and your mic on mute.
Tomorrow, to the motherfucker front.
Hey, where's Tony at, man? I want to know where was Tony at when y'all was talking about Tony was a hag, me and he was washed up. I went on the phone. And I know if Tony had been on the phone, he was going to take that shit.
No. Tony in the grinder.
Yeah.
Getting grinded up.
Oh,
grinder,
come on, cowboy.
In the grinder.
Yeah, in the grinder.
In the crane or the train. The crane or the train.
No, you know what I'm talking about, dog. He went over.
Is he getting dry or grind? The grinder? The grind.
He already grind, dog. Tell Tony, Ghostbuster, Preble, Tony can come how he want to come with Preble. 1-on-5, Saturday at 4 o'clock.
Uh-oh.
We're not running Tony for $2,000, not $1,500. We'll run anybody else for $1,000, $1,500, might be $500. But Tony, he got to pay the price.
He got to pay the cost to be the boss.
Go Buster want to put that lock up on him. 1-on-5.
Well, Cowboy, what you think about the race between Kate and Candy Crush?
The dog. Down there now, for real. So I don't know what Tate can do. Cannon Crook going to get down the crack. I know that. They sure. Tate ain't been out for a while, but if Tate go over there and Tate go out there, I'd be one bet with Tate, dog.
Mm-hmm.
So Tate been on scene, sir.
Yeah, we haven't seen that damn goat.
Well, I'll be on bit with the Ghost.
Ghostbusters, baby.
Kimo. Kimo.
Yo. Yeah.
Now we talking about some bad cars from up north, but they don't get famous. They don't get famous from up there. They have to come down here to get famous. What's up with that?
A lot of the guys are scared to run some of the cats up here. So if you travel, that make you a bad boy up here, man. You guys, you know, they sit there and watch the YouTube.
You know what? Now, I'm glad you said that, Kimo. Kimo, I'm glad you said that because people get mad. They say, we won't see this in our hometown. But who in the hell are they going to run? What about a run? So what are they supposed to see? If they won't run, Kimo?
I don't know, man. These guys up here, they
hey, bro, dog, we gonna send Kimo down there to represent.
Oh, shit.
The ring I said that to your mouth, and, you know, we always get in the fight about, man, we want to see y'all at home. Why y'all got to go down south? I mean, I can understand if I live up north, y'all saying it. I can understand that. But then when you turn around and look, the caliber cars they got, they ain't running each other up there. So what charge do they have to have? I mean, if all the action is down here for that type of car.
You got to look at it.
Yeah.
You got to look at it, dog. Tim House want to be a bad motherfucker, right? But he ain't raised nobody out of town, man. He only raised nobody out of town.
I can whoop you right now.
Oh, man.
Listen
to
that. Oh, Tim. Tim, I thought you had rocks in the intake.
For a dog. Don't ever count Big Tim
out. Somebody said Cal City Cal motor.
Hey, dog.
Like I said, now, dog, never count me out. Knock Kimo out.
Oh, man. He want to be bad. He want to be bad, but he ain't nothing. He ain't nothing.
That is so disrespectful. Hey,
Jamie. Jamie, let me ask you a question. Jamie, are you on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If you was to run two with Keisha, what will you ask for?
We ain't got to run him. We got cars to run him head up. We got to ask for shit. Bobby tried to lock you
up
for 2 weeks.
Okay. Thank you, Hall. That's all I want to know.
So what happened? What happened to that? I mean,
no. See, everybody say that the car out there is toot and Keisha, and people like to see that race. I told you we'll do it for one and one.
I understand. Yeah, we'll take one and one. But I understand what people want to see. But we got cars to run them head up. We ain't got to ask for shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Well, y'all heard that in the Hall, the grudge race of the year.
Yeah.
Talk to me, Hall. Tell them again.
That's right.
That's right.
Hey, dog, we just going to be on miracle. When we come on, dog, we just shut the show down because these somebody there, like, they want to go until they find out we ready to go. Then they go to mute. You know what I'm saying? So we just going to play.
Yes!
We just got to play it like we ain't ready to go.
Jamie, I told him, when backstabbing come in that gate, everybody want to bet, come over to the Price is Right. We'll make it.
Jamie, you know what I just thought about? You know what I just thought about everybody on the phone? Jamie, for a young dude that just been really driving on your own, you done drove some of the baddest damn cars. You the baddest high going in the world.
I ain't gonna say that.
Name me another motherfucker that drove been the bad motherfuckers you done drove. Name me one.
Cradle. Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know, dog. We got some bad cars in the stable, and I have Joe.
Name me one motherfucker that done been drove me the bad motherfucker. You done drove. That's what I asked you, boy. Name one. You the baddest motherfucker in the world.
Which I was, dog.
Hey, Jamie, you don't own it. You talk shit.
Hold up. To be honest with y'all, to be honest with y'all, the closest somebody might be to you would be Scott Team. Maybe.
Yeah.
No. Somebody said nephew. Now.
What about nephew, dog?
They said nephew.
Oh, yeah, nephew.
Huh? Nah. Hey, I see you say, goddamn it.
I ain't gonna argue.
Freedom Man!
Freedom
Man!
Freedom Man! Shut up, dog. I ain't going to argue with that, but they say young. Nephew about 62 years old, man.
Come on, man. You talking about Bob Marley.
Yeah, I was a kid when I seen Nephew and with my, you know, back then.
Yeah, but I did say yo. I did say yo.
Yeah, I see Nephew at all the Oscar races. I was a kid then.
Oh, oh. But I'm talking about it. In this day and age right now, you got the Ghostbuster. You got the doggone, Keisha. You got the Backstabber. You got the Trouble. You done drove all them cars. Everybody drove that many bad cars, a young Joe like you, but you. No, you what? No, you what?
Yeah, but dog,
not even Tony, dog. I'm so sorry.
It's hard to have
a bunch leave Tony alone. I feel young. Tony older than me. Shit.
It's hard to have a bunch of
okay,
bad cars in your camp, dog. That's tough to do.
What about Dave Miller, dog?
What about who? Dave Miller ain't going no tough ass car like that. He ain't going no tough ass car like that. Tony like all the ones he got tough, and then Jamie like all the ones tough. Let him go head to head and find out.
I was just throwing a little bullshit in there.
Yeah, you got a point.
Damn it.
I got a chili for the man I like, though. You can chili for who you like.
Oh, yeah. Jamie is a... No. Hey, Jamie a bad motherfucker, dog. You can't steal that from him now.
Shit. Hey, man, don't say that too much, because people are going to hate. Don't say that too much now. They got that
haters. Hey, Jack Moore, they can hate all the fuck they want, man. He done proved it.
Run in here.
Hey, I got to ask y'all. Hey, dog, do Jamie and Tony beef because Tony feel that Jamie the young guy is someone that takes a shot?
Let me answer that. I want everybody to listen because everybody take it the wrong way. Jamie ain't got no problem with Tony. He'll raise Tony 27 days a day a week. Tony's problem is Tony is a selfish man. What I mean by that, Tony is selfish. Nothing against him because, I mean, that's his competitive nature. Tony just want to be number one regardless. Jamie don't give a damn. That's the only problem Tony got. Jamie and Tony don't hate each other. They don't hate each other. Jamie ain't got no problem with Tony. But Tony is selfish, and he want to be number one. And that's his competitive nation. That's just the way he is. He's been that way ever since I knew him.
Not setting his ways.
You're a kid.
No, James don't hate Tony, but answer, will we ever get back together? Hell no.
I see Marquise. Some people said Marquise hadn't. I don't consider, you know, well, shit, Jamie might be older than Marquise has, but I don't consider Marquise having a young dude, though, because he been around quite a bit, though, but, you know, he's up there in that old weak-ass DMV area, though.
Marquise, I think, on the 30, dog.
Look, motherfucker, if I say you the baddest young motherfucker out there, that's what it is.
You the baddest young motherfucker.
There's a lot of them out there, dog, DJ.
DJ McCain.
Hey, man. Hey, man, whose show this is? When you get on your show, let it be on your show. On my show, Trigger Man is the baddest young motherfucker out there. Fuck DJ, fuck Dane, fuck Marquis,
like
fuck all of them. That's right. Trigger Man!
Get in the
him down the field. Do something about it.
Then clear the man. Come on, guys.
Clear the man. Clear the man. Shot him down. Get it raised on the year. Clear the man. T-M-R.
Yes, sir.
Clear the man. You don't like it? Get him down the box. Mm-hmm. Do something about it.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Sad. I'm getting another text. Let me see if I'm getting a text. Let me tell some damn Brandon Young. Hey, man. Travis Hardy owning me.
What was
Travis
Hardy? Not the Carolina kid.
Yeah. 984-3560.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Oh, no, he got too much noise already. He don't know. He's all with his lady over there. That sounds like a joke with a gold tooth. Hung with this lady over there. She done stole the damn the dope money.
Hey, dog.
Why the man got to have a gold tooth, dog? Why the man can't just be arguing, man?
He sound like a big black motherfucker with a gold tooth. That's what he talking about. Yeah.
You want your bread?
Oh, man. You want your cornbread?
Do you want your cornbread?
Atlanta and Houston. Atlanta and Houston, they just flat called my screen. They finna get ready to start.
They already started.
Shit, Atlanta got two out. I mean, hey,
you don't put two out.
Hey, dog, you want to get your bet back on the series now? Damn, I would have announced. I would have already lost. They didn't want three games. No, I'm just saying, no, you ain't lost. I'm talking about we got a new bet. That Braves, you could bet that the Braves, you know what I'm saying? We're going to bet who wins.
Oh,
they're
going to
get fucked up tonight. They're going to lose tonight. I got 100 on that. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying we could bet on the World Series now, dog. So we could bet. I bet they lose tonight. I ain't betting tonight because they might choke tonight. Oh.
They
choke tonight?
Not the
they'll be dead tomorrow then.
Not the choking kind.
That's what I'm saying, dog. So that means I'll bet you stand good. Nah, I be wanting the Brady win, though. I ain't no Brady fan, but since I'm in Georgia, I be wanting to win, though. But oh, man. I ain't really got no confidence in them, sorry, motherfucker. I know what.
I can't wait to Saturday or Friday.
It's been a ton
of motherfuckers. Gilmore going to get gapped. Talking about he going to gap us. Man, knowing that. Hey,
man.
He got wrong with you. Hey, dog.
Backstabber going to get the shit slapped out of him.
Hey, dog.
What you seen Gilmore say that at?
That's what they said earlier today. Hey, dog, Jamie need to come over here. Hey, dog, I told Jamie right now, dog, hold up now, dog. Now, just listen. I said, Jamie, the copywriter of Romeo is about to cut off when you go on a crime break. You need to go get that shaked out. I said, let Lamar check it out. Jamie said, nope. Dog, the baddie, copywriter, man, Justin. I said, huh?
Oh, come on,
he said, Cowboy, can't nobody. I just dog, copywriter. So,
come
dog, we need you, dog. We need you, dog.
Come on.
Ain't
no
that.
No
Jamie said, can't nobody. Jamie said, Lamar can't catch dog. And just no copywriter. I said, come on, Jamie.
Yeah, he can. But, you know, I do a little something. I do a little something.
Well, Dan, what Jamie, what you said, Dan?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do a little something. I do a little
Jamie
something.
Jamie said, dog, just no copywriter. But, y'all, that's why Jamie told me, we need you. For Romeo.
Yeah, I know. Jim, I always say that because, you know, we was up there, Thunder Valley, we was up there messing with them cop and Ravens, baby.
Well, we need you for Romeo because you got the Just Romeo.
Oh, man, not the carbonator.
Yes, sir. He got the Just Romeo. Because we going out there to gap some motherfuckers, kid. Kid, you going to come down there?
Yep.
Kid.
Yeah.
Leave your spinner home and wear a belt.
Oh, okay.
The spinner gonna be jacked up too much. You can't have
just,
all that money in those spinners. But you can
just
put that money in
the belt. I just bought a brand new one, Cowboy.
A belt?
Yep.
Okay, you cool then. Come on down, kid. Come on down. Just don't wear no spinners.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
So Kish gonna be jacked up
one,
on the back.
Two,
and when Kish
three,
shoot by
four,
you,
five,
you jacked up and Kish jacked up. Shit ain't gonna look right.
Seven.
Oh,
eight,
man.
Nine. Ten. I had 17 people participate, and 16 of them had Keisha in there. 16 of them had Keisha in there.
On what, dog?
I did a poll earlier. I said, what's the three most talked about or popular cars or trucks, whether they're doing anything or not? I had 17 people participate. 16 of them said, the only somebody didn't say Keisha. Guess who the only somebody didn't say Keisha? Sorry, motherfucker.
Who that, dog?
I ain't going to call his name up. I ain't gonna call my phone name up.
How many had game over?
I ain't cheerleading for game over right now. You count it, motherfucker.
Oh, well, we got them cheerleading. We cheerleading for game over.
What was the question?
Don't help me cheerleading. Go ahead, cheerleading. I'm cheerleading. No, for God damn it, Trigger Man.
What was the question, though, dog?
I had put out the question, Jamie. Next time you better be on the show, motherfucker. I said, name.
Man,
I said, top three most popular. I said, the top three most popular talked about cars or trucks.
Oh,
they don't really know what they had to be doing that. Yeah,
you cheerleading like a motherfucker for Jamie because you wouldn't
repeat
the question.
I fucked up.
At least I ain't like everybody else. Wait till they win or lose, and then chill leave for them. If they win, they're like, I'm whooping all that. I'm with them. I mean, if they get their ass whooped, I'm a Jamie fan
yeah,
first, though.
Yeah, but Flop,
Flop, I believe that David Backstab already fucked up, though, man. I didn't say that, but they won.
Hey, Flop, you can come on and say karma if you want to.
And if you say karma,
I'm gonna retract my statement that we bet, and I'm gonna take my cash out.
listen to my statement. I didn't even put karma in it because karma is for sale.
Yeah,
but that don't take away from what karma done though. That don't take away from what I'm done now.
Flophead, Keisha, game over in trouble.
Yep.
That's it.
Trouble?
Hey, man. Who that back there sound like Bobby Cole in the background like a little girl?
What up, dog?
Lord,
hey, dog, fuck it, dog. We're going to do something crazy. Now, you know we ain't got the business doing this, Jamie. We're going to take one and one from trouble. We're going to take one and one from trouble. Fuck it.
Oh, shit.
Trouble can call it big ties. I don't care what he call it. We'll take one and one from trouble.
Oh, shit.
We keep you.
Oh, shit.
Man, Cowboy, we don't want to run that crybaby.
I'm like Kimo.
Okay.
Somebody get him on.
Okay, well,
Somebody get him on.
Hey, dog, don't worry about Jamie. Say he don't want to run that crybaby. Don't worry about
that. Hey, man, who's that woman back in the background, man? Trying to be quiet and put a dick in her mouth.
Damn. Not the 9-incher.
Not that 18 inches.
Oh, that goddamn noise in the background back there. Don't hear that damn noise on the damn show.
Somebody said the Predator Hillbillies, Hoodlum, and Holy Water. Who the fuck? What is all that? What are you texting me this shit for? What the hell?
Holy Water.
Who the fuck is this? What is it?
You ain't practicing what you preach.
What the hell are you talking about, man? What are you talking about?
They text me and say Kimo's a Jehovah's Witness, but he don't ever preach.
Not the Jehovah's Witness. Not the Jehovah's Witness.
Kimo's talked about ain't shit time. I don't come on here and be pretend like I'm in church or I'm at the hall, man. I don't do that. So
if you want to talk about baseball, you better get on another show.
Okay.
What are you trying to say, Kimo?
You know I get jealous. I'm gonna do something at Mac Hill show.
We gonna turn up on Mac Hill show.
That's right, y'all.
Teacher.
Ghostbuster.
T-M-R.
Oh, man, Ghostbuster and Backstabbing.
Tomorrow said his wife about to leave him because he's trying to go to the race and hurt somebody. He said his wife about to leave him.
Going to the Super Bowl.
We might bring that new car with us, dog. Fuck, we might bring that new car. We ain't named it yet. We got the name.
That new car ain't ready.
Oh, shit.
Y'all ain't. I was over to the shop.
Oh, it's ready. It's ready, dog.
No, it ain't.
But we ain't named it yet. We can't bring it until we name it. May have a name in Florida. We don't know.
Oh, yeah. So, Brother Tutu is the talk of the town, huh? Talk
hey, Baller car ain't ready. We'll do ball ass down there. Shit.
Come on, man. If I run, I lock Ball in with shit starter.
Well, Baller curse like a motherfucker, dog. Hey, dog, you
no,
call Baller.
I got one still. Hold up, Cowboy. I got one still. He got to test two times.
When he calls Baller now, he'll curse me out like a motherfucker. Dog, call Baller, dog. Let me make Baller mad. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you can't call him. Somebody call Ball. Let me make him mad right quick.
I'm going to tell y'all how bad Ball is going to cuss. I'm going to call him.
Okay, now watch how I make him mad.
Oh, man. Not Ball.
Hey, dog.
Somebody called me and told me that you asked about the three cars that Mo talked about that ain't doing shit. Whoever told you that told you a damn lie.
That ain't what I said. Whoever said that can fuck this dick.
Oh, because I was about to nominate Flop. I was about to nominate Flop, Madman, and Jerry up here in Chicago. My bad.
Oh, man. Lord have mercy.
That was disrespectful, honey.
Get you a warm glass of milk and carry your big titty ass back to sleep.
That was disrespectful, money.
I'm just saying. I thought that was what the talk show was. I thought that was what it was. My bad.
That's very disrespectful.
That was a good one, money.
It was a good one, buddy. But money can't whoop none of the people he named.
Oh, man.
I can't whoop none of them because they scared to come out their backyard, number one. And number two, they ain't going to race.
Come out your backyard.
Oh, Lord.
Your backyard and let's get some on.
See, now you want me to come. I ain't none of Uber Eats. I ain't going to deliver you no ass whooping.
Yeah, okay.
Damn.
You can joke all you want. But I done solved my problems. I got a truck now, so, hey. For a motherfucker like you, I will travel. That's free.
Oh, man.
Your ass ain't going to travel unless the motherfucker tell you been already. Those fat ass out here. You ain't moving nowhere.
Damn.
Lord,
that is
so disrespectful. You big titty cow.
And I told y'all, as soon as I got this other surgery done, I was going to start drawing on motherfuckers. I'm in the hospital right now. As soon as I get well, fat motherfucker, you first.
Hey, what you doing? You having a breast reduction?
No, I'm having a
dick enlargement
because I
want to
satisfy you when I fuck.
Come on, Flop.
Damn.
So you add more beef to yourself.
So, money. If you poke him, which one of y'all to poke?
Sound like somebody about to get
well,
the job.
I'm just gonna give him what he pays for. He want a raise. I'm gonna sell him some of this dick by the pound, dog.
Lord, I'm not by the pound.
He always talking about
somebody about to get the Jones.
Oh, I'm doing this. Oh, and technically speaking, if you stick your thing in your ass, you got that. I ain't trying to hear all that shit no more. Fuck that.
If a motherfucker charge you by the pound, your fat ass step on the scale, a motherfucker be in the pole now.
I'm going to charge you by the pound, and I ain't going to even let it get hard.
Somebody getting the Johnson next year in 2022. Who getting the Johnson in 2022?
Because your dick won't get hard.
Oh, man, not the Johnsonville.
It'll get hard if you froze it.
That's all right. Somebody's getting it in
2022, kid.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, he trying to qualify for that award. They got the first one that they say
first one to say the first day the track open, I'm going to go to your ass.
No, A-Flop.
Oh, man.
A-Flop. I told you. Once I had this knee replacement surgery, a lot of you bitches ain't safe. I just got into recovery. A lot of you bitches ain't safe. And I'm talking shit, Flop. Listen to me, Flop. I told you I wasn't going to talk shit until I was off.
You ain't got to.
With that Trans Am I got, I'm gonna give you a chance too, Flop.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a chance. To go first.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'm gonna give it to you.
You gonna let him dive up out of there?
No, I ain't gonna let him dive up out of shit. She can take the break with a good driving ass. Remember, I'm a goofy. I don't know how to drive. So he should be able to jump me.
He should be able to jump me.
But I want him to stay there once he jump me.
Just heal up. Get your asshole ready because I'm going to blow it back out. Uh-huh. Back in surgery.
You going to blow in it?
Oh, man,
I might
not
to
him,
Roy. For you to blow in it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Come on, buddy.
You'll be backing up for another surge. Tell me, tighten my asshole back up because he blowed it out.
Hey,
damn,
hey,
not blowed it out.
I'm going to put my foot in your ass, but I'm going to leave footprints in your shit.
Oh, man, not knee deep.
You know who I'm going to ask, which one? The little one or the big one, motherfucker.
Lord have mercy.
Either one, you pick, Flop. I got two of them. I got a big one and I got a small one. You pick. You know, they both ain't the same.
Ain't nothing big about it.
I heard a man once tell
me,
if he the one was doing it fucking, then he ain't no punk. Now, y'all tell me, which one of y'all the punk?
Somebody got a vagina.
Hey,
Lord,
we're going to take turns. Yeah. We're going to take turns so we both.
We're going to take turns. First, I'm going to hit him in his mouth, and then I'm going to hit him in his ass, and then I'm going to hit him in his mouth, and then if either one of them get tired, then I'm going to try to get some friction either in his ear or in his nostrils, one or the other.
Hey, you can tell he's still under the influence of that anesthesia. Hey, Flop,
I'm going to do things to your body and your wallet that you ain't going to like.
Man, please.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Oh, that sound good, but don't be blaming on me. I was under that anesthesia when I was talking shit.
Hey, Flop, I ain't going to do that. I'm going to be the same person tomorrow that I am right now.
Guess what?
Flop, remember, Flop, this is a nationally televised show. I'm going to be the same person tomorrow that I am today.
You waited till the recording went off. You waited till the recording went off.
No, I did not.
Yeah.
There's more than one person on here.
No,
I hear a kid on here. I heard
Rob
on here.
Hey, dog, you're talking up showtime. And go on back to your regular sketch program.
I'm going to go ahead and watch this game, man. Anybody got nothing going on? I'm going to go ahead and watch this game, Mike.
Somebody giving up the vagina.
Ooh, Lord.
Come on, Rob.
So if they get screwed in the booty, is it called a vagina or a fadooty hole?
Oh, man.
Hey, keep the vagina.
A boo-gina.
I like that fellatio.
Hey, Flop, he say a boo-gina. Yeah, a boo-gina. Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. Where's Green at? He usually have some shit come across his desk.
Yeah, from across his fax machine. Dog said he usually have some shit come across.
He ran out of printing ink. He ran out of ink.
Yeah. Well, all right. So ain't no drama going on. It's race week. It's race week. So we ready to goddamn go fight. So we ain't got to try to push none up now. All I know is, if Tutu get out of the damn out of this race weekend and run all the races he run, and he still got oil pressure, I'm gonna go find out where he get that motor from. I'm gonna need one just like that.
It ain't from TRE.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna say this before we go. It ain't about where he got it from. It's about who tuned it. He ain't letting Bobby touch that motherfucking keyboard. That's why.
Oh, man, come on.
What are you trying to say, Kimo?
I'm going on.
We got a 305 number. 305, is that Florida? 305-1687. Who is
that? It's the Florida number.
It's the Witcher, baby.
Oh, shit.
The motherfucking Witcher, baby.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir. It's the fucking Witcher. Who,
oh, shit.
On this motherfucker, I'm the overrated battle. Now, what's up?
Oh, shit. Lord.
Yeah,
Come on, if you ain't doing nothing Sunday, yeah, who got something to say about the overrated battle?
Bam still on the phone. He don't know it yet.
Hey, Witt, I asked about who was the most, the three most popular talk about cars or trucks. Man, I mean, nobody said Shorty, man.
Well, I'm not. They didn't say nothing wrong. Shorty just in the cut. Shorty cleanup man. If that turbo car knocked Tutu off, I'm at his ass. If Tutu knocked that turbo car off, I hope Tutu wins. But if Tutu knocked that turbo car off, he on the hit list. I already got Clyde, the orange Camaro, on my hit list.
Yep.
But if Tutu knocked that motherfucking turbo car off, then I'm good.
Oh, man, not the Ghost 5.0, Will. Not Ghost 5.0.
Out there,
Damn.
Yeah. Tutu was that motherfucker. He fucking around. Tutu was that motherfucker.
I like Tutu.
Look at that.
I like Tutu, too.
But fuck all that. Who got a problem with the overrated belt? All these motherfuckers talk all that shit and everything.
He said, "Time to make a deal with this."
I ain't talking about no gangster. I ain't talking about Tutu and Jamie and Tristan and all them and all them. I'm talking about something. Who was sucker got a problem with goddamn it overrated belt? Cause I didn't knock TM off. I didn't knock Tutu off. You know, I ain't worried about them. I'm looking at these suckers running their mouth.
You didn't knock Kiamara off. That's a goddamn lie. You didn't knock Kiamara off.
I did knock y'all off. I did knock Keisha off a couple weeks ago.
Hey, wait, that crook had a backfire.
I knocked Keisha off.
Hey, wait, one thing about a grudge rage, if we lose, we're going to get back up there. We'll get back up there. Y'all beat us head up in that crook. You beat us head up in that crook. You're right. So we'll get that crook to backfire at Mike Hill.
That's all I'm talking about. So right now, I ain't talking about
y'all got the back fucking tie with that crook in the fucking.
I like that. But I'm talking about these truckers right now.
All right,
they're
then.
Running around here running their mouth.
So now you knock us off. We won't come back. We'll come back.
Right. I knock you off. I ain't knock you out.
Y'all got the back tie, that weak motherfucker.
All right. Okay. Damn. Cowboy, I'm looking for these truckers that been running around here behind my back, running their fucking mouth about me and telling me how to do this. Stand up, sucker. I'll fuck you over.
Damn,
Who are you talking about?
I'm going to mute.
Yeah, I'm looking for suckers, man, to be running around here, running behind my back, talking about me. But yeah, come on out now.
Damn, you kind of disrespectful.
We didn't do nothing. Yeah, tell him, come on out now. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for one of these suckers.
Hey, wait, you put a name on it. Are
you talking about the birthday boy or something?
I ain't talking about the birthday boy.
Watch my Kimo. Watch your motherfucking mouth. I thought you were talking about Jamie then anyway. No, I ain't talking about Danny.
Kimo, I've been talking about you, Kimo. You got the same energy as week. I've been talking about you.
Uh-oh.
No, Kimo ain't doing nothing right now. Kimo still sending his boy through college. He ain't doing nothing right now.
Oh, man.
Kimo ain't active right now.
Not a goddamn thing.
Yeah, Kimo just
He's just chilling right now.
He ain't
now.
Never done shit.
I'm looking for
he
these
suckers.
I'm looking for these suckers, man, running their mouth. Some of 901 didn't do this, 901 ain't that. Get your ass up there. Talk to me.
Wait, who you looking for, Tony Bass?
Huh?
Who you looking for, boss?
No, I'm not boss here.
Oh,
no. Boss goddamn active. I ain't talking about no boss. I'm talking about
suckers. Well, who you looking for then?
I don't know them. They just hear about them. You don't know them. You don't never see them.
Okay.
Shit. Shit, they won't come out.
What's going on, cowboy? Cowboy, what is going on, cowboy?
Zip. Zip.
All right, go.
It's going
no,
ain't no zip.
Who is he talking about? Who is he talking about?
I don't know what you're looking at. And this goes zip.
What are you looking at, baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, World Series, yeah. Wheelchair about to pass out over there.
I don't know what you... And then Houston at the bat, and no eye yet. No eye.
All right. Yeah, we don't need no play-by-play, cowboy. I just want no score. We don't need no play-by-play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we going. We everybody get ready to go to the motherfucking. There ain't but one motherfucking year in finale around here, goddamn it, and that's Mike here. I ain't gonna say that no goddamn low, but look, we getting ready. They get back to the year in finale. What sucker been running their fucking mouth about me? Step up to the mic.
Where they at now? Why they ain't standing up now?
Yeah.
And we'll say he want to put it on somebody else.
1-800 Bobby Cole.
Bet not now, sucker. Oh, bet not say nothing.
Rick, you go to the ass with?
Yeah, I go to the
ass. Damn, I still look at the back of that truck.
Yeah, fuck a sucker.
Supposed to rain?
I eat off suckers. Tell them this. But they run their fucking mouth.
Damn,
I eat off suckers.
We ain't back it up now.
No, I'm not.
We ready to go.
Hey, I stay on go now, cowboy. I'm going to go. I just move how I want to move. So I don't move with no sucker tell me anymore. That ain't going to happen. Unless he step up to the mic right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know who you is. Don't listen to that now. Come on. Talk to me. You say I don't race.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going nowhere. I can't go nowhere. And, you know, I was just running hot spray and all that shit. Come on.
Well, fucking mom. Come on, y'all. Come on. Get out of here.
Yeah,
come on, goddamn 4 o'clock in the morning. Sound like you got shit in your mouth.
Hey, Whit, do you want Newt? You want Newt, Whit?
Yeah. He a sucker. Yeah.
He want
Newt. He had my name in his mouth. He had my name in his mouth and everything. Yeah, he a sucker.
Somebody get Newt Good or Red on the phone. Whit say he want Good or Red.
Put a name on
it.
Put a name on
it. Yeah.
He didn't say Red.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to turn Nunu to Doodoo.
Thank you, shit.
Yeah. Yes, what Mike, man? What hit man at?
That man was testing, man. You were testing somewhere with.
I told you, hit man to stand for I ain't hitting no shit.
Lord,
damn. I told you what Hitman's saying, but I ain't hitting no shit.
That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful, dog.
I'm going to come on this bitch on fire.
Well, man, ain't got a big show coming up. Man, got a big show going on. I ain't came on the mic.
He passed out flyers with.
Man, I told Mike that shit don't work.
They
throw that shit on the ground.
He put all that
background
in the back. Yeah, he put it on the windshield. He's
putting
flies on the windshield. Mike gonna make somebody sue him about that bullshit scratching up people's windshield.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Boy, I'm seeing some good racing this weekend. God damn. 2 on 10, 1 on 5, all kind of good shit.
Somebody's going to get fucked up, Cabra.
Somebody's going to get fucked up. And I ain't going to be tomorrow. But TMR is going to come to fucking play.
Yes, sir. My man, get back that.
When we leave in there, y'all going to know who in the fuck TMR is?
Oh, man.
Man, we come on. Did all that howling and fussing, but there's nobody come out the background. Who is
that
man?
Got a point there, Timo. Got a point there, Timo.
You say he want to come to my show and do a little something. Aunt Bonnie. Aunt Bonnie knows somebody too. I mean, about Newt Newt. We want to lock Newt Newt. In that Bonnie group, Newt Newt, Dirty Red.
Yeah, that Bonnie group, Dirty Red. Oh, Lord, how much. Dirty Red been
low,
in trouble a long time.
Low down, Dirty
mm-hmm.
Red.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all, if y'all ain't got nothing, we're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here, y'all. Y'all ain't got nothing. Cowboy, we're going to get out of here, Cowboy.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see y'all. Bye, y'all. Good night. Thank y'all for coming up. Thank you.